Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, November 9th, 2019. We only have 256 days left to this historic election. And it's that time of year when we see a lot of rulings come down from the Supreme Court. One came down just about an hour and a half ago. I have the ruling right here. And our so-called conservative court just dealt a mortal wound to the Second Amendment. A mortal wound is one that kills it if you don't get medical attention right away. So you get shot in the heart, a lot of times you die right away. Sometimes you can survive, but this isn't just a mortal wound to the Second Amendment. It is a mortal wound to common sense, a mortal wound to commerce, to where it'll be impossible to do business in America, because they've ruled, and I've talked to two lawyers already this morning that are experts, that any company that someone uses a product in the commission of a crime is now liable. Somebody runs over you with a car improperly, Ford or Chevy's liable. Somebody stabs you with a butcher knife, Ginsu Knives is liable. This is unbelievable. And listen to me very carefully, folks. It's the same Democrat Party law firm with Senator Blumenthal that is suing us, openly saying they want to overturn the First Amendment and saying I don't have right to speech and that no conservatives do. And that they believe the NRA should not have speech as well. So this is a dangerous group of authoritarians, and they believe they can conquer this country. And you know they've been blackmailing members of the Supreme Court when they made up all that stuff about Kavanaugh and the rest of them. That's a message. We'll destroy you. We'll bring women out on you, even while you're sitting, and try to remove you off the bench. They're terrorizing everyone, the deep state is. And if people think bending over to it is going to get us ahead, they got another thing coming. We'll tell you who voted how, but the conservative court just hit the Second Amendment with two massive, devastating broadsides. There's never been a ruling like this against the Second Amendment. It is unbelievable, and it's like being punched in the stomach. Everybody that thinks Trump and the liberty movement's invincible is smoking globalist dope. This country is in a fight for its life, and people better decide which side we're on. We'll be right back.
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show, that's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That ain't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Yeah, are you seriously? What good will that?
Oh my God. Poor shit.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. 356 days out from the election. November 12th, 2019. We're only 356 days out from the 2020 election, and treachery and globalist sabotage against our republic is afoot. Thank you so much for joining us. I intend to have open phones throughout the broadcast today, including in the first hour. And I know you're going to want to respond to our big story. I was working out this morning, already researched the news for a couple hours, made breakfast for my children, got them to school. I was working out here at the office, a little gym in the warehouse, and bing, 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 messages come in from my lawyer, Norm Pattis, in Connecticut. He says, Supreme Court rules against the Second Amendment. He says, quite frankly, I'm surprised. Now, he's a liberal, not a leftist. And he had thought, like most of us, if the Supreme Court wasn't being blackmailed, which it obviously is, being threatened, that's what the Kavanaugh situation was all about. They're threatening to do that to sitting members right now, that they would have to throw out the lawsuit that's been going for 5 years, that's already bankrupted Remington Firearms of Connecticut, the oldest firearms manufacturer in the United States. Congress passed a law, Protection of Lawful Commerce Arms Act, in 2005 because of thousands of lawsuits filed against gun manufacturers, blaming them for what criminals had done with their guns or for people misusing them. Well, obviously, if you could sue a car manufacturer for somebody using it, or a knife manufacturer, or a baseball bat manufacturer, or a screwdriver manufacturer, or a nail gun manufacturer, or a hammer manufacturer, or a crowbar manufacturer, or a kitchen sink maker, you can kill somebody with a kitchen sink, then you couldn't have any commerce in this country, and the lawyers would sue every industry out of existence, which they've already basically done, and make it impossible to do business in this country. But we've noticed with this Connecticut law firm that is run by the Democrats, that's one of the most powerful on the East Coast, that they're given the cases that are then set up throughout the food chain in the courts to end basic rights like the First and Second Amendment. Now, this very law firm, run by Senator Blumenthal and others, has said, we want Alex Jones silenced. You mean to play Blumenthal just a few months ago saying Jones's conduct is not speech. He is not allowed to speak. We want him shut up. Hell, the same groups want me arrested. They've called for that. So these are very dangerous authoritarians who want your First and your Second Amendment, because when those dominoes fall, all the others fall. And they know exactly what they're doing. And old Remington and their 3,000 employees are gone. You can still find a few of the firearms. They've got some sub-licensing groups putting out a few things. But the folks that make the Remington 700 for the U.S. military, gone. Why'd they pick Remington? Well, they say that Adam Lanza, who got the gun reportedly illegally from his mother that bought it, another Prozac head, was able to do all this because of advertising, saying that you, if you're outnumbered and being attacked, you'll be able to defend yourself. That's what a semi-auto is for home defense. And so because he illegally got a gun from his mother that bought it, it's all of our faults as gun owners, and it's the manufacturer's fault. And the same law firm says that I need to be taken off the air because I falsely make claims about things so that I make money and that I made my, quote, fortune off Sandy Hook. You all know we barely ever talked about it, and we were actually able to go back and look at the times when we talked about it. Listenership went down. People don't like hearing about things like that. We're sick of it. But we cover the internet having questions about it. That's people's right to do. And they don't want you asking questions about Jussie Smollett or the Covington kids or babies in incubators that never existed to get us into the Iraq war or so many other hoaxes. They want us to believe that there wasn't a stand down at Benghazi when there was. They want us to sit down and take the received knowledge from all the lawyers like Hillary Clinton and Senator Blumenthal and just let Michael Moore tell us how to live while he's got armed bodyguards. So we have the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Wikipedia has the Supreme Court ruling from today. It also has the law from 2005. And this is a serious blow against the Second Amendment because this allows lawsuits against gun manufacturers in countervention of the legislative law. Now, the judiciary is supposed to rule if laws are constitutional or not. And clearly, this is constitutional. Anybody on its face can see that. You can't even have commerce in this country if that's the case. Why do you think all of the gas cans for the last 20 years don't work and are plastic and leak and you have to screw on weird parts and has safety nozzles that then spill gas all over your lawnmower, all over your car and leak in your vehicle? Remember the old nice metal cans that worked so well and had the nice little telescoping metal nozzles and they just were amazing. Remember those? If you're older than 20 years old, you remember them. Well, the lawyers decided to say that those weren't safe. They sued them out of existence, and then the lawyers put together companies and got government OSHA-approved systems that they all made money off of, only one company licensing the gas tanks that don't work. But see, the lawyers said we won't sue because we own literally a consortium of them, the company that got the approved gas tank, just like the approved light bulb. It's dangerous, costs 10 times as much, has mercury in it, gives you headaches. But that's what the lawyers got approved. It's all about what they get approved and what they control. So the Supreme Court has ruled that they can sue any gun manufacturer they want anytime. And that if anybody misuses anything, that you are liable. It's like saying if you sell somebody a hamburger and they put cyanide in it and feed it to their wife, you're guilty. And that's where this is all going. Because the lawyers want to take over more of the economy, more of the country. They want to carve up the nation and have their little corporate boards that decide our policy. And Trump comes along and others come along and say, no, we're not going to let you run everything completely and sell us out to China and others that would never put up with any of this. And so they're like, oh, really? We're going to remove you because thank God for the deep state. And so that's who they are, and that's what they're doing. And this is the annihilation of this country. And don't forget, the very same law firm coordinating the fake lawsuits against us in Texas as well, in the jurisdictions, says we want to silence his speech and others. And once they've set the precedent, it's everybody else's, as you've seen with the deplatforming. Now it's Republican candidates. It's where members of Congress are being deplatformed. Now it's the NRA is being deplatformed. Now Trump campaigns are being deplatformed. When he goes to give speeches, that's being blocked. They won't let you say the name of the fake whistleblower. He's a Democrat Party CIA operative on record, Eric Sirimala. It's an authoritarian revolution against us, and if people don't recognize it, it's game over. But we're here on air. And because of you spreading the word and overriding their censorship by word of mouth, via text message, you name it, we are in some ways even getting stronger thanks to you. So keep spreading the word and keep telling people that we're not going to back down. This assault on our basic freedoms, on our speech, on our right to self-defense will not stand. And one way or another, America is going to prevail against this. But we need to realize how dark the days are and not go to sleep because Trump's in there and because Trump's acting confident. It's his job to act confident and take action. It's our job to really look at the facts and announce just how serious things are so we can take action. So we're not going to give up.
From D. deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's fun to see President Trump on the White House lawn with a helicopter going on behind him. To hear him say that we're kicking the deep state's ass. And compared to where we were 5 years ago, yes, globalism's in deep trouble. Its authoritarian nature is being exposed. But their counteroffensive is massive. And if people don't realize that the fight for liberty is eternal and that the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance and that these volleys are going to go back and forth and that if we don't get maximum effort, the Chi-Coms and the EU globalists really want a civil war slash slow collapse in the United States. They've decided that they're not going to fully conquer the spirit of America, the Midwest, the South, areas of the Southwest, for 50 years at current rates. And they know that resistance is mounting, and so they just want to collapse it. It's why they let the Chi-Com ship in thousands of tons of fentanyl every day, enough to kill millions at a pop. It's why they demoralize the population. It's why they're doing all of this, is all-out war against this country. Spiritual, economic, cultural, geographic, geopolitical war. And yes, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times. That's where we are. But I like to look at the underlying situation. When they allow 8 different women to say that Kavanaugh raped them or sexually assaulted them, and then they've had 5 of the women say that they were ordered to do it or they were threatened by the Democrats who did background checks on them to release dirt on them, or that it was just totally fake because they hated him, and those women have been indicted. We should follow up and see where those, 2 women have been indicted last time I checked. But that all just gets moved aside and the next thing happens. When you let people do things like that, those judges, a lot of them, have got dirt on them. It's well known with Obamacare that one of them was being blackmailed. And so when we just let the globalists bully everybody and blackmail everybody and death threat everybody, and they go after your wives, they go after your husbands, they do dirty tricks that are just unbelievable that I'm not going to even get into on the air. But it's intelligence agency type activity. It's fellow travelers engaging in these type of actions. And so I've been trying to find the ruling. And what I found is PBS and others that were in the room, that Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch all criticized the ruling and said that it was terrible and that we're abandoning the Second Amendment and commerce and opening up the country to collapse under millions of lawsuits, which is exactly what I just told you before I read that. That's what it does. I don't just sit up here and say this. And you don't need me to tell you that they're going to sue all the gun manufacturers and that they've got little leftist juries and jurisdictions where they're going to bankrupt every damn one of them. By the way, I know a lot of the NRA folks, a lot of the Gun Owners of America folks. You know, almost none of the gun manufacturers give any money to pro-gun groups. Almost none of the gun manufacturers fund any counter-information at the globalist. They just sit there and take it and are scared of any gutsy marketing. The NRA just axed its whole media division that was doing really good work. And that's because the globalists did an infiltration and almost brought the whole thing down. They put intelligence operatives into the NRA, and they put people posing as Russians into it, and the NRA didn't take any of the bait, but it rattled a lot of the executives, so they ran for the high ground. That's what most people do now. The average American thinks when there's a confrontation or a threat, you head for the grass, the tall grass, and that live to play golf another day. Well, you're not Americans. It wasn't that type of attitude and spirit that built this country that was the marvel of the world, where if you started fights with people, they would call you on it whether they lived or died. But let me tell you, there's a real shortage of men in this country. And I'm not talking about working in the steel mills that are still left or in the fields or as auto mechanics or as police officers or even school teachers or football coaches or the military. I'm talking about the executives. The executive class is a bunch of limp-wristed lawyers and yes men that all kiss each other's ass and get in committees and make sure nobody's going to be offended by anything. And then Hollywood sets the standard that if you don't bow down to us, you don't follow what we want, we'll come after you. And so they become the benchmark of, okay, let's let convicted pedophiles come to the school and have five-year-olds sit in their lap. Because that's what we'll put up with. Because the country created so much prosperity that the average person can hide out in their house and play golf and polish their Porsche all day and go on their hunting trips and sit there just hoping it doesn't come too soon and resigning their children to slavery. But our audience of activist listeners who are in the arena, who I salute, you don't want to be slaves. You don't want to commit to this evil. You want to commit to freedom. And I get it. That's why we're here. And our spirit of liberty is infectious, as Brian Stelter and Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather have all called me a disease, and that we're spreading, and that we have energy, and we're aggressive, and we're not scared, and we're on fire. This isn't a fight where it's sad and we're down in the ditch. We're on fire with liberty. We're strong. This is what we were made for. We can see through the enemy's operations. Because when you stop lying to yourself and decide to fight, decide to get politically active, that's what you're made to do. And suddenly, it's not hard. In fact, it's something you want to do, like breathing. It's just like exercise. You stop doing it. It's horrible at first. You do it for a few months. Suddenly, you're addicted. You love it. You're losing weight. You're getting in shape. And it's amazing. Well, it's the same thing with freedom. We've been sitting there on the couch. We weigh 500 pounds politically and spiritually. And we think if we get up and go mow the yard, it's going to break our back. No, we're going to die as a society and a culture and rot in that chair if we don't get up off our ass collectively now and take back control of our country from evil. And you say, well, why does evil keep taking over? Because evil has a desire for power. And when good people aren't in charge and aren't standing up for themselves and aren't territorial, evil comes in. It fills that vacuum. But they are blackmailing the Supreme Court. They're scared Trump may get a few decent ones in there. And I'm going to get exactly how these votes went down. But the Republican court that would have two more Republicans than Democrats just gang rape the Second Amendment and due process and commerce and everything. You think this country can't compete now? Wait till this. This is a huge torpedo.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
356 days out from the 2020 election, the countdown. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I intend to have open phones for the entire second and third hour. I may even get to some calls next segment. Your take on this unprecedented attack on the Second Amendment and on the right of commerce in this country, saying people are guilty for how other third parties misuse their products. Adam Lanza stole the firearm he used, reportedly, from his mother. Killed her with it. I mean, this is just insane. Same law firm suing me, same idea. They want to claim that conservative speech is not speech, that nationalist speech is not speech. In fact, people involved have said that. They want to shut me up. Wow, how un-American, how dangerous. If they want to live somewhere where there's not a Second Amendment, they should go there. Like Mexico, that has a crime rate way higher than ours, or violent crime rate at least 10 times ours. or the few areas where the Democrats have taken the guns, like Chicago or D.C., and they can go experience the highest crime rates there as well, because that's where the criminals go. But more and more, we have sanctuary cities for gun owners that aren't following Democrat state laws. So there's more than one way to skin a cat. Norm Pattis is my great lawyer up in Connecticut, who is handling our case there on the First Amendment that the same law firm is trying to eviscerate. And we have this law of 2005, Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, and the Supreme Court saying, hey, we're going to let this lawsuit that's been going on for years that bankrupted Remington continue on, and that means all the other gun manufacturers are going to be fair game. They're going to say, oh, they advertised it wrong or whatever. You know, you've heard Beto, oh, these guns are designed to kill people. They're military arms. They're not for hunting. That's what guns are. They're designed to kill people. And they're designed to protect you so you have that deterrent. But if they can sell the idea that, well, this is meant to kill people. Yeah, they come in my house. They're trying to hurt me and my family. That's what Kurt Russell talked about in the clip we played earlier. We're going to go to Norm here in a moment. Please don't forget that they are trying to bankrupt us with these suits and these attacks. And I'll always be on air. I'll always be able to speak out. We're always going to have a platform. But if they shut down InfoWars particularly, that is built up with a great crew, with a knowledge base that needs to stay in the game. And so we've got a lot of projects going, a lot of things we haven't announced. But funding us so that we can do a lot of creative things in 2020 and beyond is critical. That's why they want to shut down. So I've never gone a week over on a sale, extending it for a week, usually 2 days or so. I get so busy. This is over a week. We've extended the everything must go 40 to 70% off super sales, store-wide free shipping, double trade points, because I'm so busy with the news and so busy with what's happening and going on and unfolding discovery in these lawsuits, you know, that they've filed like four of them on me here in Texas, the same crowd, that I've not had my head in the game when it comes to that, which is good for all of you out there because we've got a lot of these big specials. Now, a lot of things have sold out or have almost sold out. A lot of these great items haven't sold out. So you want to take advantage of the store and free shipping, double Patriot points, and those big sales. And this came in. We get more next month, but this is going to sell out the first run of Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste with the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth while whitening them. With the patented nano silver. This is approved silver. Nobody else has that. And it has so much more in it. It's just an incredible toothpaste. Knocks out the gingivitis, all the bad bacteria and viruses. It's unprecedented. No fluoride. Winter mint. And there's no reviews of that yet because it just came out. But if you look at the super silver that has the iodine as well, isn't competing. It's another great toothpaste we have. The original. It's got thousands and thousands and thousands of five-star reviews at 98% review rate. But this is next level. I believe this is the best toothpaste on the planet. Nobody else does anything like this. Regular Super Blue is basically sold out, so it's at regular price. But the children's bubblegum flavor with iodine, colloidal silver, no fluoride, so it won't lower their IQ, that's 50% off. But that's going to have to end soon as well. InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Now, joining us, and I appreciate him joining us, because he's a very, very busy man, is Norm Pattis. Norm, I know you're a classical liberal. I wouldn't even call you a conservative, but I know this morning when we talked, you've been blown away by this ruling, and you thought it was pretty scary, you were mirroring some of my concerns as a layperson. Can you tell us what the Supreme Court just did?
Yeah, so the Connecticut Supreme Court ruled in a 4-3 decision by one vote, that the lawsuit against Remington could continue, notwithstanding a federal statute that granted immunity to gun dealers for engaging in lawful commerce. And Connecticut did so by application of something called the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practice Act. The Connecticut ruling held that notwithstanding the grant of federal immunity, a gun maker could be liable for false advertising, in effect, or for advertising that was too aggressive by targeting this gun at young people who were not going to use it for military purposes. They had somehow become involved in prohibited behavior. I was shocked by that ruling because typically once federal law declares something immune, that's the end of the game. Federal law so-called preempts what goes on in the states. Remington took a petition to the United States Supreme Court and said, we want you to rule on this. we think Connecticut overreached, and it filed what's called a writ of certiorari. In other words, a discretionary request to the court to hear this appeal. Today, the court announced a decision denying the writ. They're not even going to hear argument on this matter. And so I am shocked, and candidly, I'm deeply troubled. This is Connecticut. People are very sympathetic to the Sandy Hook claimant. The litigation will go forward, and it's likely that there'll be an enormous verdict rendered on behalf of the Sandy Hook parents. That money will undoubtedly go into the war chest for the attack on the First Amendment in the case involving InfoWars and you, Alex, which is also in part a very creative application of the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practice Act. They want to say in your lawsuit that because you engage in speech which they regard as false, this somehow amounts to false advertising because people who buy you or watch you, rather, may buy InfoWars products. That there has never been an application to the Unfair Trade Practice Act like that. You don't criminalize commercial conduct as a result of political speech, but that's what's at stake here. So, you know, it was a huge victory for the Sandy Hook parents, a huge victory for the Kostkoff firm. I'm not sure it was much of a victory for the rule of law, and I'm deeply, deeply disappointed in the United States Supreme Court. I thought the scope of the preemption doctrine was a very important legal issue that needed to be addressed. I suspect that we'll see action on the floor of Congress to address this issue sometime in the next term or two.
But notice we don't have the House of Representatives anymore, and the shadows are getting very, very long. The sun is setting on this country. There is a premeditated, focused international corporate move to eviscerate not just the second, but the first as well. And as you stated, these law firms, the Democrats, Senator Blumenthal, whose son is involved in the suit against us, has said, I want Jones silenced. I mean, he actually says he's not allowed to have speech. Then he misrepresents what I've said, even though that speech would still be legal and lawful, to then say I must be taken off the air. He then misrepresents what I'm currently doing, waving a red shirt, saying I'm going after Sandy Hook families. It's a total hoax. They keep reintroducing Sandy Hook and reintroducing victimology about the families, saying I'm saying it, over and over and over again. And again, Sandy Hook's become this magic skeleton key with which the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, America itself must just disappear into fumes over someone on Prozac who stole a gun from his mother and went and did this. It's just absolutely insane just on the face of it. And I've been looking for the specific ruling. I know you're a great lawyer and didn't have it a couple hours ago. You've obviously found it. So I want to hear, when we come back with Norm Pattis on the other side, exactly where he thinks this arose from and where he thinks it's going, and also who voted how in the Supreme Court, 3-4. So we're going to discuss it all on the other side. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers on air about the attack on the Second Amendment and where this goes. 877-789-2539.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm loose. Sirens in my head.
There is a war between multinational globalists that want to use our country's openness to buy it off, consolidate it, and vertically integrate it. And on it, they're building a very tyrannical, anti-human system. That's why you can't just go along with the takeover. I wouldn't be risking my life and fighting this hard if we were being taken over by some superior culture that was empowering us. I'd just join with it. But that's not what this system is, ladies and gentlemen. It's pure death. It's absolutely a corrupt system based on being lackeys, based on rigged inside outcomes. And quite frankly, I always heard folks attack and demonize lawyers. And it is true that you need good lawyers to counter bad lawyers, but that the legal system in the past did not abandon the First Amendment, both liberal and conservative. But now the left has totally abandoned the First Amendment, and you've got Norm Pattis filing a suit today. I don't know if we can get into it, against Facebook, and I may join in on that suit as well. But there is just a total, not just giving up on the First Amendment, but a gleeful attack on it. And then courts will rule for Democrats to protect their First Amendment, like Trevor Noah. But then they won't rule for conservatives. And they think they can just unequally meet all that out. But in the end, we'll collapse like a banana republic, because always these type of rulings end up becoming system-wide. Once we throw out the Second and First Amendment, everything else is going to follow. We've already seen that. I mean, it was in the news yesterday. Amazon is listening to you in your house. Well, I told you that years ago, and they want to run your life. We've just totally given up on what made us great. Norm Pattis, I don't want to be a buzzkill here, but I just don't think you can overestimate how dangerous it is. The Supreme Court said, yeah, this, you know, five-year lawsuit that's already bankrupted Remington, trying to say that they are liable for what criminals do misusing their firearms, when Lanza got it illegally from his mother. I mean, that on top of it, even their tenuous claim to false advertising. I'm not a lawyer, but I just don't see it. And talking to you this morning on and off air, I think you agree. And then we don't even have a ruling. It's not even important enough to them, or they don't want their name on it. I mean, we know from PBS that was there, if you believe them, that Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch spoke out and said, we're abandoning the Second Amendment, that it's a constitutional orphan, disfavored right. They went on to say it's very dangerous to commerce. It opens up the door to bankrupt U.S. industry. Yeah, how can anybody do business here with crap like this? Why are you saying this is so dangerous?
I mean, what it is it basically, we don't know who ruled what. If there was denial of certiorari, they denied several score writs, and the order list was published this morning. So I don't have a list of votes. I wasn't privy to the conference where the vote was made. But I know what the ruling was, and I know that I've spoken to half a dozen lawyers throughout the state in Connecticut, and we're all shocked. The preemption clause basically says that when Congress or the federal law acts, those rights are off limits to states and their political agenda, or whoever's controlling the political agenda in a state. So Congress declared that gun manufacturers were free to sell their product, and a Connecticut Supreme Court in a 4-3 ruling decided, well, not in Connecticut. In Connecticut, if you sell guns and they may be appealing to young people, well, that's going to be a violation of the law, and we're going to hold you responsible for what somebody does, in this case, what Mr. Lanza does. That it will have a crippling effect on any manufacturer. Paradoxically, the ruling mirrors the so-called stream of commerce doctrine that was enshrined by the Supreme Court maybe 40, 50 years ago in something called Buick versus McPherson. In that case, a court held that when a car is placed into the stream of commerce and that the car is a defective product, all the people who participated in placing the car into the stream of commerce, including the manufacturer, the wholesaler, the retailer, all those people could share liability for an injury. I think with respect to firearms, because of their privileged position under the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court said, no, we don't want that ruling to exist with respect to something that people have a right to possess. And we're going to let manufacturers, we're going to declare a manufacturer is immune from items they legitimately place into the stream of commerce. That's a federal question that Congress decided. The Supreme Court today let stand a lower court carve-up, and that's going to encourage states to experiment with federal law in a way that will make the law chaotic. And so I am troubled by it, and it also implicates commercial speech, the speech of advertisers. And, you know, the court's decision to even consider this issue, to even consider the preemption issues, to consider the scope of commercial speech, to consider the impact of this on First and Second Amendment rights is deeply, deeply troubling to me. And candidly, as your lawyer in the First Amendment case involving Sandy Hook here in Connecticut, I'm stunned to see a novel application of a state unfair trade practice act used to chip away at one of the guarantees of the Bill of Rights. Today it's the Second Amendment, tomorrow it's the First. We have very little Third Amendment jurisprudence about quartering federal troops in your home or state agents in your home. Will we chip away at the Third Amendment as well? Perhaps global warming and the need to have firefighters present in California on a nearly round-the-clock basis will require homeowners to open their doors to firefighters at state command. I mean, many of us might welcome somebody into our home and invite them in if they're assisting us, But to have the state order it, yeah, that's a different question.
Well, by the way, Europe's outlawing questioning man-made global warming and their tax they want everybody pay to the Rothschilds, literally. So it's just on every front. Tyranny is here, and we're adopting what communist China does, not what the American system is. Norm Pattiz, thank you so much for your very informative information. Any closing caveats concerning this devastating ruling?
No, I mean, I'm watching it today, and I think you're right. This is a time for patriots to stand up and be counted. This is our country. This is your country. If you let it be taken away from you, that's on you. If you have a belief in the principles of liberty, if you have a belief in strict construction of the Constitution, if you think the Bill of Rights is worth fighting and dying for, I think the fundamental question you have to ask yourself today is, what price are you personally prepared to pay to protect those freedoms? Because they assuredly are at risk.
Oh, the average gun manufacturer doesn't even spend time defending the Second Amendment. They try to keep their head down. And now they've gone after the classic oldest American gun company, Remington, the main supplier of our military for so long. And it's just unbelievable to watch these Lilliputians pull down Remington, bankrupt it, and still moving forward. And now they want the very same law firm, our First Amendment. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Norm Pattiz, very famous constitutional, free speech, and criminal lawyer. Ladies and gentlemen, you understand that just in one Connecticut lawsuit, they filed more than 50 motions against us. That means Norm Pattiz has to prepare and fight each one of those. And I can tell you that he's been doing it for about a third the normal price he does. But imagine that guy's been in court over 50 times for me. One lawsuit. They filed over 30 of them. We've knocked out 23 of them. Seven were left. They filed like five others, but they've got the New York Times literally living in Austin offering people money to lie about me, and they can't even get anybody to do it. Plus, I went to the FBI and we caught them in one of their deals, and they follow through on the extortion. You know, they'll go to jail. But that's the level we're at here. This country's fighting for its life. Get involved in the frontline fight. You'll find out how evil the other side is. They will do anything. They'll sue you and go for those unopened emails and know out of 9 million right where to go. And then they'll find in the metadata the child porn you never opened or never looked at. And it'll be on the news that it's your child porn and you send it out to all the little kids. A lot of folks say, we better shut up. We better let these thugs run our lives. No. No, we're going to take them on head on, because there's a God in the universe that's a trillion times infinity more powerful than they are. And I'm not going to bow down to these scumbags, and I know you're not. Now, I open the phones up, and people are calling in about 100 different issues. Folks, we're talking about the Second Amendment being under attack, and then we're going to open the phones up again and call back some of the folks we didn't get to yesterday. I said I was going to do that on the move to try to impeach the president. And the fact that it came out that there was a plan to overthrow him and a plan to sabotage him and a plan to, he signs an executive order, they throw it in the trash can. That's so many felonies, it makes my head spin. We're in this war, and Trump's got to act confident or the stock market goes down. I get it, but we are not in normal times. We are in insane times. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On the Second Amendment. Where do you think this is going? I mean, gun owners think because Trump's in there, we're doing great. This is a devastating ruling. It'll take them a few years, but it builds a road to the gallows to hang the Second Amendment and shut down all business in the country. Now, coming up, Stuart Rhodes is nearby. He's going to be able to come in studio about the Second Amendment ruling. We'll have to take your phone calls throughout the next few hours. We have former lead man with the Misfits getting into the Satanism and Luciferianism and rock and roll that's admitted by so many of these individuals, and how it's all coming out in the open. That's going to be in the third hour, a little bit into the fourth hour. But I wanted to play this report from just a week and a half ago when Hillary came to town. Then we'll go back to break for 1 minute and come back and take your calls, because taking action against the globalists, getting out in the third dimension, shouting them down when they try to take our First and Second Amendment is critical. Here's the report.
America knows what's happening, and Infowars.com is exposing it. America is back. 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 America is back.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
They're coming for your children. They're coming for your mind. They're coming for your health. They're coming for your right to self-defense. They're coming for your fertility. They're coming for your destiny. They want your soul. And life isn't about just chasing after things or having status with a bunch of empty people worshiping you. It's about challenging yourself and others and discovering the secrets of the universe and dialing in to the Spirit of God that, like a space wind, blows through creation. Now, I don't normally say I'm going to not have guests and then have a guest, but we do have Stuart Rhodes driving up from San Antonio to be in studio. When I called this morning and said, can you please come on? He said, sure, I'll drive up to San Antonio. Because he's a constitutional lawyer, former advisor to Ron Paul, worked in Congress, an expert on the move to confiscate our guns. This Supreme Court ruling this morning as a total slap in the face to the Second Amendment. They said, we're not even going to hear it. We're going to allow lawsuits against gun manufacturers to go forward, even against Remington, already bankrupted by all these suits. And Clarence Thomas and others were horrified in the notes that PBS had of what they said, saying that the Second Amendment's a constitutional orphan, disfavored right in crisis. Gorsuch and Alito agreed, and they went on to talk about the fact that this endangers all commerce. because they can sue anybody they want out of existence by the Supreme Court trying to override the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act. Because if you can sue somebody because their car, their baseball bat, you know, the knife they made, the gun they made, was improperly used by somebody else, well, then you are going to let the lawyers take over even more of society. They've already made America almost impossible to do business in. That's why we're deindustrialized. They've cut our power off, our energy off. They have enough coal to run the nation cleanly for 1,000 years. So HBO and all the comedy shows attack and slander the few industries we have left. When there's no environmental standards in China, we're being shut down. Meanwhile, you see the end of judicial law with the House impeachment, a total kangaroo show court star chamber. I was saying all that a month ago. Kangaroo court, show trial, star chamber. Now you see all those terms being used because when you have dummy witnesses that have been coached on what to say, that's called kangaroos. It's an Aussie way of saying puppet. When you say people are being railroaded, it means that they've set up the beginning, middle, and end, and it's all scripted and rigged. Obviously, listeners know that. When it's a show trial, you then have those fake witnesses and people up there putting their disinfo out for the TV cameras once you've got them all scripted and ready and under oath and prepared in the fake underground. Oh, when you have a wedding or whatever, or when you're having a play, it's a rehearsal. And people are like, this isn't how it's supposed to happen. Why are they doing it? Why are they getting in trouble? Because evil is moving against good in mass. Why do you think Hollywood and Guardians of the Galaxy director and all these people come out and brag about pedophilia and how much they like it and have pedophile themed parties? Why do you think Disney hires people that are convicted child rapists of 6-year-old boys and girls to make Disney children movies? Because it's a club. And you ain't in it, and I ain't in it, thank God. Because you got to check your soul at the door like you hang up a jacket when you get into it. Because let me tell you, you start raping little kids, you're damned to hell right there. It's the ultimate sin. You're not getting forgiven. You know what you're doing's bad. You're destroying somebody's innocence. And God is going to remove himself from your presence. And then you look at these people, they're so ugly, they're twisted, they're crazed, they're unhappy. But they gave themselves to Satan for physical, temporal power on this dirt ball. They failed in their test. But now, like a satanic zombie horde, they're coming for us. And they want our speech, they want our right to self-defense, so they can have their way with us as psychos animated by their God always do. And I've got news for them. This is America, and there's enough of a remnant left that it's not going to go the way you think it is. And they already kind of figured that out. So let me take your phone calls on the Second Amendment. Then we had some overflow callers yesterday that I promised if they're around today, I'll call them and get them back on because I respect the callers. We kind of have a catch-22 of 20 phone lines, and that usually is as many as we can get to, and then there's still some left up there. But I'm going to try to bam, 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 get to a bunch of these right now. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. I cannot overestimate how devastating this is to the rule of law, to commerce, to turning the lawyers loose, and a pathway to dismember what's left of the Second Amendment. If they can't get rid of the right itself, they will get rid of the right to manufacture, produce, even work on the firearms. What do you think about this development, sir?
Hey, Alex, first of all, I want to say thanks for everything you do. It's something that we could never reciprocate to you, everything you do there. God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you.
This is a way of them circumventing the American voter. I mean, they think that we can elect a president, we can stand up for our Second Amendment, but they can just take the litigation and the lawyers and just take that all away from us. If you eliminate all the gun manufacturers, that's another way to eliminate the Second Amendment.
By the way, I mean, lawyers are everywhere admitting this will allow them now to sue every other manufacturer of other things that can kill people.
Absolutely, Alex. I mean, we voted for a president in 2016, and he has been bound and bound by lawyers and litigation the entire time. I can't believe he's accomplished as much as he has. But then they want to take the lawyers and they want to go after the Second Amendment through the back door, stop all the manufacturing of all the guns, and then eventually red flag all of us to where they can come to our door and they can take away all of our weapons and just leave us high and dry. This is just a bunch of BS, Alex.
Well, you're absolutely right. And they are training the police all over the country. And that woke the police up, by the way. Most police aren't for it. That we're going to have to fight constitutionalists. We're going to have to take their guns. Remember just 4 years ago, there were still newscasts everywhere and police admitting we're being trained to take the guns. And a lot of jurisdictions said, we're not going to do this, but the federal funding's coming down. If we get the federal funding and, you know, armored vehicles, so they're doing high risk things on MS-13 or whatever, they do need those because people are shooting at them. But they said, as part of that training, we're told we're being given these armored vehicles to take guns. We're not going to do this. But other jurisdictions, I've played the clips, are like, we're trained to take the veterans' guns. And we'd show you that from Texas to Alabama to New York to Florida to California. I mean, they have trained a lot of departments and put leftist police chiefs and sheriffs in that are chomping at the bit for a shooting war to take our guns. And so you're absolutely right. And Bloomberg's funded thousands of these people being elected and putting these police chiefs and others in, and bad sheriffs being put in. And they've admitted, in fact, I remember Bloomberg headlines, just speaking of Bloomberg a few years ago, going, gun confiscation has begun. And it was in California, it was in New York under red flag, no due process, and that's the plan. And they want to start a shooting war, a civil war over guns, and then call gun owners terrorists. That's the plan. They're already programming it. They're already preparing it.
Alex, we need to take action. I mean, as a voter, we need to vote in the small election, not just the big one. Like, we had a city council voting here in Iredell County the other day, just a small little council seat. I did my homework. I did my research. I voted for the guy that I think had my back. So we've got to do that. We've got to vote in the school board, city council, all these little positions where the Democrats and the leftists just infest and just everything leans to the left, and they go up from those positions into these deep state positions that just take away all our rights.
You're absolutely right. They want the power. They're in the schools. They're everywhere. And here's the deal. They're all so corrupt, they have a lot to lose. If we simply stand up, they'll fall like a house of cards in a high wind. But we've got to be there. We've got to show up. You're damn right, Brian. God bless you. Greg and others. Gabriel, Tony, James, Meredith, Jeff, Reed, Jason. Your calls are straight ahead. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. It's an act of resistance to spread that link.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Now you're standing
there. We're going to Greg, Jason, and many others here in just a moment. I want to make a point here right now. This is critical. They demonized me like I was a foreign country we were going to invade for a good 2 years. The last year of the election and then a year after the election and change. About 2.5 years of just total demonization, like a huge artillery barrage before a foreign army rolls in. So the guns were just boom, boom, boom. Sometimes 1,000 syndications of an article a day, sometimes more. Sometimes I get Google alerts that would say 3,700 new articles. And then a few of them would be this other Alex Jones woman on as a BBC morning show, but 99% of it would be Alex Jones. And lie after lie after lie. The only other person more demonized was Trump. And I knew that it wasn't that I was that important. It was that they saw me as the archetype of Americana and the populist resistance. And they said that in CIA hearings in Congress, saying my name. Directors of major operations saying we've got to stop Jones. Because once they could do that, they believed they could take everybody else down. Just like the same law firms that the Supreme Court just ruled against the Second Amendment for, run by the Democrats, are openly trying to get rid of the First Amendment. They're suing me. And they say, we're going to overturn the First Amendment. So think about that. And then once they had done enough demonization, they said, okay, now we're going to deplatform him everywhere. And when the general public doesn't defend him, and when Trump doesn't come out and defend him, and when the people don't come out and defend him, then we'll be able to take everybody off. And a year and a half later, it's just total. women everywhere, particularly, try to support Trump. They're blocked on Facebook, Twitter. Or they women at a shooting range, they say this is part of a terrorist activity. Republicans, the leader of the Senate says Antifa came to my house and threatened to kill me. They didn't block Antifa, they froze his account. You're like, that's outrageous. Exactly. Now they're talking about blocking Trump's Twitter because the president put up with it. Now he came out and said what was happening to InfoWars was wrong by name. He put some tweets out about us here and there. But I didn't want to eat a bone, so I didn't starve to death politically. I wanted to save the whole country and the world. I'm not here thinking about me, because I'm thinking about me. We lose the whole damn thing, yeah. I'm going to get it. I'm going to have to sit here and watch my children get it and your children get it. And that pisses me off. I don't want to die, folks. I love life so much. I'm so happy. I enjoy everything. I enjoy food and exercising and my children and my wife and just everything. I love everything. I love changing oil in a car. I love beating somebody's ass. I love fishing. I love it all. But I don't like these pedophiles and devil worshipers, and I can't stand by. That's why callers always say, thank you, thank you. Listen, thank you for keeping us on air and keep me in the fight. That's all I want. Because as fast as the blood's coming out, you're putting transfusions back in. That's all I care about. Because to think that what I'm doing is extraordinary and that what I'm doing is heroic, it's heroic to take on globalists that are destroying our own species and act like an alien species here to kill us slowly so we never realize what hit us and say they want a post-human world? You mean wanting to survive and wanting to have a future is heroic? They know how to hit you slow with background radiation and propaganda and poison so that you get debilitated and never know what hit you. And they admit that's their plan. And I am aware of it because if you're not aware, the ambient background actually makes you go to sleep, makes you slowly die. But all the studies show this, but I can see it. I don't need to see a study. If you're aware of an assault, if you're aware of an attack, and you get highly motivated, not as a victim, but as an overcomer, and then activate what God's given you, it's explosive. We are born to farm and raise families and be good people and work hard. But then we also are born that when a threat comes to rapidly shift into our other persona and start absolutely waging war. And that doesn't just mean going out and killing people. That's the end of it if we fail, as Louis Gohmert said a few weeks ago. It means getting aggressive in information warfare. And there's a trillion ways to do that. Just do it. And know that you're always, and I'm always thinking, we've got to have some master plan that fixes it all in some one deadly stroke that unlocks it all. Well, getting Trump in there is as close to that as you're going to get, but it's all the trillions and trillions of little actions of the many hands make light work that is going to be the victory. So longer segments coming up. I promise I'll wrap to your calls. Stuart Rhodes is coming in next hour. We'll push our other guests back a little bit, and I'll take over some of Matt Bracken's time, but Matt will understand that. But this is a normal activity. If I was walking down the street and a pit bull ran up and bit me on the leg, I would start hitting it in the head and stomping it and trying to get it off of me. I wouldn't sit there and beat it in the head. I'd try to break its legs, knock its legs out from under it. That wouldn't be heroic. That would be called default. And I want everybody to get it in their mind that the default position, I know there are tens of thousands of businessmen and women listening right now that are nouveau riche and have a lot of property and are successful. They could put up airplanes in the sky over every town, you know, with messages on it. Who could put stuff on the side of their trucks or barns. Who could start their own local radio show. Whatever you do, you need to be leaders and get aggressive now. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, let's say you've been a Democrat, but you know this stuff's wrong. Go to their events, infiltrate them. They're all involved in corruption. Project Veritas does a great job, but I mean, you scratch a Democrat, you scratch an operative, they're corrupt. So the first building he walks into, hey, I want to run kidnap children sex slaves. Every Democrat area he goes into, they go, yeah, we'll help you cover that up and run the money through. We do that ourselves. Just make sure you pay taxes on the kidnapped children, sex slaves. Remember that 10 years ago? He goes to another Acorn facility. I want to run kidnapped children, sex slaves. Damn right. Join the club. You go to another event. I mean, it's like, yeah, we run scams. We're corrupt and evil. Yeah, we steal elections. It's what we do. That's who they are. They're the bad guys. And the Republicans were just another wing of the Democrats for a long time. That's changing. Our populist movement is taking it back now. And so the Supreme Court just ruled that we're not even going to hear the case. Yeah, gun manufacturers can be sued and held liable for what a criminal does with their firearm. And that, of course, will overturn all those other Supreme Court rulings that said that manufacturers can't be liable if someone misuses a product. You go buy Drano, it says don't drink it or get it in your eyes. If you pour it in your eyes, Drano's not liable. If you went to a park and threw Drano, like just happened in China, to 50 kids at a school, you're a psychotic demon. You throw acid on 50 kids, well, the maker's not liable. But the Supreme Court wants that end run, and you know they're blackmailing them. So 4-3, they just ruled to screw the Supreme Court is anti-gun, ladies and gentlemen, and they just voted to screw the Second Amendment over. It's unbelievable. Did you hear? We're going to talk about it on the other side and take your calls. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Just 2 weeks ago, Louis Gohmert said that we're in a revolution, and it's only in the final phases that the shooting starts. That seems like a long time ago, but it was just 2 weeks ago. And now they're coming for your guns. They're saying they can sue all the manufacturers out of existence. The Supreme Court's overridden, they believe. It's a constitutional crisis because they're not more powerful. They're co-equal. But there is massive blackmail and threats going on. I've experienced it. The fake blackmail, the made-up garbage. But a lot of these judges and people have dirt in their closets, and they just ruled a majority to eviscerate the Second Amendment by another path and to let lawyers sue manufacturers of any product that someone misuses. The examples of this are legion. And I've had a constitutional lawyer on agreeing with my analysis. Other lawyers coming in. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Greg is already experiencing the persecution, lost his payment processor.
Yes, sir.
Tell folks about that. We lost five of them. We had the best credit rating you could get at 2%. Now we pay a 4%. That cost a lot of money. And now they're hunting, trying to find out those. The Democrats want to have international groups that go in and take all gun-related shops or companies or pro-gun groups right to commerce away. Talk about Mark of the Beast. Tell us what happened to you.
I've listened to you for a long time. Agree with you. Listen to your words. Had my credit card processor, didn't agree with them. So I've been trying to back up my credit card processor. Don't use them a lot because the customers are savvy, but didn't use them very much. But they just said, we're taking your stuff. We're taking your ability to use our credit card processing. No warning. No, I have no violations, just like you have no violations, have no nothing. They just sent an email. You're done because we don't agree with your store, your business. Bye. No more credit card processing for you. You have a couple of days to find somebody else and you're done.
Now, imagine if you were a Muslim or imagine if you were a gay organization and they didn't like the books you were selling, and then they'd say, oh, that's discriminatory, just like not baking the cake. But because you're a gun seller, legally, lawfully selling guns in the United States, they're saying you can't do that. They're saying you're a bad person. They're discriminating against you. And they go, oh, well, they're a private company. No, they have consortiums run through a group called G2. That's really the CIA out of Boston. And you can have perfect credit, but they will put a hate designation on your company. It's probably been secretly done to you. And then you lose it. It's been done to the NRA. The NRA pays almost 5% on credit cards out of one company left in Houston. The NRA has one processor left. People don't know how far down the rat hole we are, folks. That's what Hitler did. The first thing he did was not allow groups he was targeting to have access to banking.
Oh, yeah, Alex. This spring, that same credit card processor, Square, they bought Webly, my website host. And the same thing, their terms of service said, being a gun shop, gunsmithing business, I now am a hate shop.
And they, Let's go further. Square is owned by Jack Dorsey.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And then I get these business loan calls all the time, these robocalls. You answer them, and they said, oh, no. You're a restricted business. Well, then quit calling me. Right? I'm a restricted business. I'm a legal, lawful business.
Well, Congress won't stand up for us.
No, they won't.
The Republicans that did, you know, a guy came to the baseball game and tried to kill him. People come to the leader of the Senate's house and say, we're going to stab you in the heart, Mitch McConnell. And then he did nothing to Twitter when they did that to him. These are terrorists. That do whatever the hell they want. And they've got list of everybody's homes. You know, I was talking to Michael Savage the other day, and he had all these special operations guys at his event. And they said, yeah, Antifa says where we live. You know, they even come by and lays our houses. You know, not literally lays them, but mark where they are. And then all because they're in the military. And we put up with this. That's George Soros. And I'm telling you, you know, these special operations guys, if they get given an order to go kill somebody, they'll do it. But and I'm not putting them down, but where's the moral courage to actually get politically aggressive now? Because what are we going to do? At what limit will we not put up with these terrorists that are big tech is in our lives? They've moved to China. Apple's moved to China. They are spying on us. They are giving it to their political operatives. And then they're taking your credit card processing away because you fix people's firearms. Think about that. Think about who they are, my friend.
Alex, I'm a disabled veteran. I was a former law enforcement. I'm a volunteer fireman. I've done nothing. I was a missionary for a couple of years.
Greg, you don't get it. It's because you're not a devil worshiper. It's because you are a veteran. It's because you still have a job. They don't want any Americans having jobs. These satanic lawyers want every damn job shut down. And the only jobs they're going to give to women, 65% of the graduates are women. They tell the women, you're in charge, men are bad. They're just phasing out humans. It's the end of the human system. It's the post-human world. And these women and people think, oh, they're in a position of power. It's all been actuaried out to make us obsolete and make us domesticated and make us not able to fend for ourselves. So you're target number one, Bubba. You're a veteran. You've been in law enforcement. You've been a firefighter. You fix things. You still have a job. You're the enemy. God bless you. Greg's the enemy. He's the bad man because he doesn't want to rape children for Satan. People keep thinking, oh, it's not that bad. Have you seen who the whistleblower's lawyer is? How he publicly says, I get pedophile security clearances. And then just won't stop talking about children and how much he likes them and how he goes to water parks by himself and takes pictures of little kids and how he likes Jeffrey Epstein. Who do you think these people are? And they take our weakness as a green light to take over. So I'm sorry that's happening to you, brother. I know it's happening to me, but our listeners are still keeping us in the fight, but it's serious. Meredith in Kansas, go ahead. Thanks for holding her on the air.
I wanted to shout out to Mark Stevens, No State Project, leonorpewpew.com for the Constitution, Second Amendment. Great guy. Also, Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge, Constitutional, Second Amendment. I think those two guys you should have on your, or at least talking to them. Brian Young, High Impact Vlogs and High Impact Flicks, and Band.Video. These have had me banned from Facebook. I'm a local musician here in Wichita, Kansas, and it also keeps me from advertising.
Well, that's fantastic, brother. What do you think about this end run around the Second Amendment?
I'll tell you what, I probably would be picked up if I told you, but the Liberty Tree is dried up because it's not been refreshed, and Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't hang together, we'll certainly hang separately, and that's where we're at now. I'm going to speed up here. You mentioned the Christmas list. I know what you were saying. I think there needs to be a 52-deck card, and the valuation of that card, the hierarchy, and how they're tied together, it'd be a great gift, but it also give patriots, if something comes to the down the path, at least we know where to rendezvous, at least we know where they're sleeping at night. It'd be a great card gift, I think. Anyway, there's another thing. Every one of these...
Hold on. Any successful species,
another word,
is territorial.
Another time.
Any successful species,
in the age of wonder,
procreates aggressively.
Another word.
Any successful species will stand its ground and fight.
Was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we're not giving in without a fight. And it's that fight that animates. It's the fight that is the journey that is the destination. Yes, the Bill of Rights and Constitution points out rights that are already there that God gave us. But if you don't stand up for those rights, if you don't enforce those rights, they're gone. It's like having a forest of great timber. But if you don't have the mental tools and the architectural understanding to cut up that wood and build that house and then fill that house with all the things it takes to live and then have that wife, have that husband, have those children, and then teach those children to be humans and teach them the skills that your forebears taught you, all of that's being removed. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of years of human struggle to get to this point is all being stolen and taken away from us. We have more information than ever. The average person's never been more ignorant and stupid. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Best of times, worst of times. And people been taught that it's not cool to like America or like freedom or like speech. The average millennial says arrest people if it's hate speech. Oh, I'm for free speech unless the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL or some corporate board of the UN says it's bad. And then it's always new words. It's always bigger. Now it's the bro fist. Now it's the okay sign. Oh, just do what they say and they'll be nice. They'll be nice. They'll be nice. No, they won't be nice. They're not well-meaning liberals that mean well. They're criminals. They're usurpers. And they work for the big money men that have overthrown countless nations and killed hundreds of millions, and they want to kill Americans so bad they can taste it because it's who they are. And they've got China and the globalists, and they thought we were down, and in comes Trump, and in comes other nationalists, and now they're accelerating their program. People are like, wow, they're all over the news saying they'd take Walmart's credit card processing away if they didn't stop selling guns or Dick's Sporting Goods. And those companies put their heads between their legs and kiss their ass goodbye. Because the average Walmart family is worth like $60 billion apiece. It's like five of them. They don't care. They were big American flags everywhere, but everything's made in China. It's like Zuckerberg told the newspapers a decade ago. He said, I'm going to hold your hand like hospice as your industry goes bankrupt. And then those very companies didn't stand up to that. They went to Facebook and said, well, help us censor all our competition. Facebook said, sure, I'll do that.
It's already happening. The credit card companies are already banning gun sales. And they ask the question, could they? Duh. It's like Snowden on Joe Rogan's show. Oh, are chemtrails real? No, I know everything. I'm Snowden. That doesn't exist. Oh, really? They don't call it chemtrails. They call it geoengineering. Then I can show you Smithsonian CFR videos, CIA briefings admitting they're adding it to the jet fuel and doing it to, quote, protect the Earth. But see, we're not supposed to admit that right now. Later, it'll all just be admitted. It's already admitted to kids' textbooks because that's the kids. But for adults, oh, no, that doesn't exist. And Joe Rogan gets up there and goes, of course, no geoengineering going on. Because that's one of the little check boxes, you know, that you check off right there. There's no pedophile rings. There's no geoengineering. 5G doesn't hurt you. And that's what we've turned into. That's what we are. So, that's what this nation's turned into. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2 or 3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, Vaso Beast is about to sell out. And we've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. And we also have the new whitening toothpaste that has the above sea coral calcium to remineralize the teeth while it cleans, instead of the other toothpaste that remove it. And it's got the patented silver sol nano silver to knock out the bacteria, the viruses, the gingivitis. It's incredible. The main gateway disease in your body is your mouth. Look it up. A lot of heart disease is connected to it. Bad bacteria that can live in low oxygen levels get in and get in the ventricles of your heart. That's all mainline medical stuff. And this is the approved silver that's out there. It's the best out there. Infowarsstore.com. No reviews on it yet. Everybody just gets their toothpaste from us, and if you like it and sign up for AutoShip, we can fund our operation. Hell, if 5% of the listeners got our toothpaste, we know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you. Not the 1% of the globalists that are 0.1%, but the 1% that actually stand up. It wasn't 3% won the Revolutionary War, folks. It was less than 1% that led it, started it, stood through the whole deal. Maybe 3-5% or so joined them later throughout it. But you are the 1%, and I salute you, listeners and viewers, because you're men and women in the arena, and I love you. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love God and you love justice and you feel what I feel and know what I know and want to stand against evil, if you have a driving desire to not be a slave and to help others, then we're brothers and sisters forever together. And that's what matters. And God had to put us through this to make sure who we were before we get to the next level. So this boot camp is not fun, and we're going to understand the boot camp at the next level, believe me. And most people just can't handle it. I have seen past the veil. The globalists know that, too. I've seen really far. And I've seen things that are, let's just say, interesting. And I can tell you that this level of conflict is only the surface. And the conflict is a lot bigger than we even know. And a lot more serious. Let's just say the universe is a very interesting place, and there are some big wars going on, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to get off this rock and go to the next level, because God needs us. And you need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a lot of things going on in the universe. And I'm going to stop pontificating and go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest? Jason in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, my fellow gladiator in the arena.
Yes, sir.
I still think that most people aren't paying attention. So let me just say this. You are surrounded by an enemy that is relentless. You are facing an enemy that will not give up. What you permit is what you promote, and what you allow is what will continue. they've already shot more holes in the First Amendment than they shot into the walls of the Alamo. And they're after the Second Amendment. And if the American people don't grow a backbone, and if those patriots don't grow some balls, there'll be no USA at all. You have to put an end to this. You got to speak up to it. You got to call them out on their nonsense. You got to speak the truth to them, and you got to put an end to this. If they get your Second Amendment, which is the jewel in their crown, it's what they're after, because a public that doesn't have the ability to defend themselves is a public that can be controlled. And this is a battle between self-determination and total tyrannical control.
I don't think I've ever heard a minute of radio more true, my friend. What else do you think we should do? I mean, because, yes, the war is now, and these people are relentless because it's a spiritual fight.
It is a spiritual battle, and the reason why is because good Christian people have permitted a lot of things to happen. By controlling the language, they can control what you think. By controlling your thoughts, they can control your actions, since thought precedes action, and it keeps you in a very controllable state. And then whatever you allow to happen, there was a time in history when Christians controlled this arena so powerfully that cockroaches like these people had to live in the shadows and do their business in the shadows and under the cover of darkness. Now it is in plain sight, it is in daylight, and there is not enough good Christians that are calling them exactly what they are, which are demons, and they need to be hunted, found, and politically assassinated is what they need to be.
Absolutely, brother. We're going to do this new caller show soon. Get his name and number. That's another. All these callers should be on the show, but we're going to start more live shows that are caller-driven, and I'm trying to get to more calls here on air, as you've been hearing, and you guys are awesome. Thank you. Wow, listen how well-spoken and powerful our people are versus the enemy. It's so crazy that so many people sell out to evil. It's incredible. We'll be right back with the next hour. Stuart Rose will be in studio. More calls. Stay with us. It is Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I'm going to get Stuart Rhodes in here, constitutional lawyer, founder of Oath Keepers.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window.
To break down
I can hear
what's happening and what's unfolding. So we'll do that after this short break. And then Mr. Graves will be in here as well to get in to the occultism of the globalists. But we haven't played that music in a while. Christa Berg, Revolution. We should play that at the part of that at the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to air this report on Satanism and the globalist. And you're going to be able to hear from Michael Graves about the occultism in rock and roll and why it's so flagrant and why they act like it's all just fun and games, so that it's funny so you don't realize how real the devil is. But I'm going to continue with your phone calls as well. Then Matt Bracken will host the last 30 minutes today. I'm taking a little bit of the fourth hour because we're behind here, and I want to take calls. The Supreme Court has come out in a devastating end run around the Second Amendment and said that all the manufacturers can be sued into oblivion, even if someone stole a weapon and improperly used it. This is just the most wide-open case ever. And again, the establishment is that's helped fund and run the mass murder of hundreds of millions of people after they disarm them in communist China and Russia and other places, is again using children as their pretext to get that job done. When the left wants to abort every child they can, sexualize the ones that live and are just unfit to, you know, even clean toilet seats with their tongues. But they're in charge of us, and the establishment puts them in charge because the god of this world is a fallen entity that's time is running short, whose time is slipping away, and then it'll just be seasons of the abyss. All right, who's been holding the longest? That would be, I guess, Gabriel in Arizona. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's a real pleasure to get to say you're a great American, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm just trying to
love what you did.
Thank you, sir.
I have a good story and a good warning for your listeners. I was a victim of a home invasion by an illegal street gang of immigrants. We'll put it that way. It was a assault rifle that saved my 2-year-old's life. And this happened in 2002 in Baton Rouge. As a matter of fact, I was interviewed on War Room about a year and a half ago. I need to let these people know that when I sat in the back of that police car before they took me downtown, there was 3 pages of call history. And those were calls of me calling about the threats of violence and the theft and everything that came with having a gang that's dealing drugs move into your neighborhood right next door to you. 3 pages. The police weren't there, do you see? It still took them an hour to get to the house after the shooting. The police aren't going to be there for you. And these people are going to come and take your guns and your way of protecting your family. There is a big problem with America if people are going to sit down and take that. Because I got news for these people that are suing. There's a lot of people out here. Are they going to make black pipe illegal? Because you can make a 12-gauge out of black pipe. You can make black powder, you know, very easy. Anybody who has any kind of chemistry.
Sir, sir, I remember you coming on the show. I forget your name, but give your name and number to the producer, and we should have you back on because the Second Amendment's under total attack. People have been asleep. I'd like to have you on, replay the newscast, talk about what happened. Did they try to charge you?
No, they did not charge me with, well, what they did charge me with is I ended up shutting their power down. It's a whole long story with the harassment and things, because they had the music up so loud for like 3 hours and they called the police and they cut the phone line. It's a whole long story, but they charged me with, criminal mischief that they dropped a couple days later, when they agreed that I couldn't go home. And I had to leave the area. So, I mean...
All right, all right. God bless you. We'll check into that. Thank you. Absolutely, folks. Mexico has a crime rate 10 times higher. No guns for the citizens. Only the criminals are armed. All right. Founder of Oath Keepers. And he's also been a practicing constitutional lawyer. He's no longer practicing because he's busy fighting of the political battle. Stuart Rhodes is going to be in studio with us, and then we're going to be joined by Michael Graves, former lead singer of the Misfits, to get into the Luciferianism, the occultism that just permeates rock and roll and how it's force-fed. But the Supreme Court ruled in a devastating ruling against the Second Amendment and commerce that third parties can even steal guns, use them in crimes, and that gun manufacturers are liable. This will shut down so much. It's why it's impossible to do business in this country. It's all part of the economic sabotage that Trump and others have been trying to fight. We're getting Stuart in here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to have this important message, this flashback from last week when Robert Barnes was in studio talking about this important information, because it's central to fund this operation while taking care of yourself. You see riots and stabbings and killings over Popeye's sandwiches. Chicken sandwiches that taste like crap, I think. Well, what would people do to boost their cognitive ability? What would they do to have a healthier body? What would they do to have the good halogen X2 instead of the bad halogen? I mean, that's the real stuff people shouldn't be in riots over. But see, the real stuff that'll change your life's like, I'd rather have some GMO garbage sandwich. That's what the corporate system sells is a bunch of stupid people literally killing each other over MSG-filled processed chicken parts instead of, the products at InfoWarsLife.com. I said, I didn't plug last hour. I need to really plug. He said, well, can I plug? Can I talk about one of your products? And you said that was I think there's a bottle of it in here. That's Brain Force plus our nootropic. Maybe bring us a bottle. I've got it over there in my office right there, guys. Please bring me a bottle of that. And you asked me what's in it and why is it so strong? Why do you like it?
Yeah, so as a general rule, I have not used supplements over most of my life. Hasn't had much effect on my body chemistry. It's just the way my brain is organized. I decided to try some of the products. I was just curious and see what they were like. And so I tried Brain Force Plus because it had sort of energy and focus components. And there were things I used in law school that were really effective. They later banned them because apparently they were too effective. That I found very to help create acute abilities to focus at key time periods without requiring much sleep. as a lawyer you occasionally have when you have trials that happens, when you have certain oral arguments that happen, certain preparation that happens. So I was trying to find something that could replicate that and been unsuccessful doing so. So I thought, well, I'll try BrainForce Plus, see if it works. I took it and did, forgot I'd taken it. And about 12 hours later, I was sitting in my movie room. I was like, why is my brain like completely buzzing? Still boom, 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 at sort of peak activity, peak mindset. And then I realized, oh, I took it. And I was like, wow. And it works fantastically. Now I take it every single day. And so, yeah, that's what I was curious about. What is it that goes into it that gives it that capability that no other product that I've tried has had that same success?
And Robert, that's what's really central to this, is that all of these ingredients are sourced for potency and quality, but then are known to synergistically work together to deliver these components to the brain in a way that these individual items cannot do. That's why BrainForce Plus is so important, and why people like you have noticed it works better than almost any other product out there, certainly for the price. Here are some of the powerful ingredients behind BrainForce Plus. Bacopa herb extract. Traditionally used as an important neurological tonic and cognitive enhancer in Ayurvedic medicine. Yerba mate leaf powder extract. Yerba mate leaf powder extract contains natural amounts of caffeine. Yerba mate is also loaded with polyphenols like quercetin, as well as potassium, magnesium, and manganese. Phosphatidylserine, an important chemical that is responsible for a number of important functions within the body. Phosphatidylserine is particularly known for its maintenance of cell structure in the brain. L-theanine is an amino acid that is one of the key components of green tea. L-theanine helps transmit nerve impulses to the brain. Vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 promotes energy and production through supporting the body's natural process of adrenal glands, red blood cell formation, and many others. Black pepper fruit extract taken from the Piper nigrum fruit. Black pepper has been used since antiquity as a form of traditional medicine and was chosen by our chemists to give BrainForce Plus an extra kick. But here's the bottom line. All these things synergistically together, turbocharged in a natural, healthy, good way. We could make a brain pill way stronger with stimulant. You're like, whoa, this is great, but it doesn't work in 2 hours. You have a hangover. Right. What folks like about BrainForce Plus is it doesn't do the hangover. So we went out and looked at some of the top formulas, made it stronger, cut the price massively. It's still 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping on this. But this special is going to have to end. $19.95. There's leading brands that are very similar that are sold for $60, $70. When they discount them, they're, you know, $30. That's because most people mark stuff up 5 to 7 times. We only mark it up 150%. Then when we discount it, we're making like 50%. We have to sell a lot of it, but it does fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And by the way, our Everything Must Go Super Sale will end today. We're like a week and a half over ending it. I've just been too busy to come up with a new sale. Plus, this has been a giant sale, and I'm having to look at what we can still have on sale and what we can't. Store-wide free shipping still, 50% off on BrainForce Plus, so get yours right now, and that funds the operation. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, also has a law degree from Yale, won awards there. But he didn't really practice law now. He just fights with Oath Keepers to defend the first, the second, all of it. And I wanted to get him on today, and that luckily he was in Texas and drove a couple hours to get here. So he's with us. Michael Graves is coming in at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to go about a half hour into the next hour. Then Matt Bracken takes over, the great former Navy SEAL and patriot and author. But this is a globalist coup against America. Trump was our attempt to get the country back. Now they're counterstriking. The people don't realize the war is now. That was just our attempt to kick the globalist out. Now their counteroffensive is ongoing. Supreme Court. I've talked to three lawyers on the phone, one on air. That's four lawyers. Two of them are famous liberals. Norm Pattis is a liberal, not a leftist. He said this guts companies' protections where they can, not just gun owners, this sets a precedent unheard of to be able to go after companies that manufacture something that is used as supposed to when they sell it. But if somebody misuses it, even steals it like Adam Lanza did in Sandy Hook, that they're liable, and they've already bankrupted them with this 5-year suit. The same Democrat Party law firm, high level, biggest in Connecticut, is the same one suing me to get rid of the First Amendment. So this is very, 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 very strategic and a very, very dangerous situation. There were three dissenters, Alito, Gorsuch, and, of course, Clarence Thomas. They were all just stunned. This, I believe, is the blackmail going on and the threats. And what we've already seen them do to the other Supreme Court justices, this is just unbelievable, Stuart.
Yeah, they duck the responsibility, kicked it back to the Connecticut Supreme Court, where I believe Remington will wind up losing because the Connecticut Supreme Court is pretty obviously interested in opening up their protections for, you know, if their manufacturing protection laws to being applied to marketing too, not just to actual manufacturing. And that's the marketing exception that was in the PLCAA that Congress left in place.
And they're suing me with the same thing, saying that I, quote, knowingly questioned Sandy Hook to make money. Never made any money. It's just totally made up. But they're trying to say my speech is false marketing. My speech on the air, when I cover subjects, has nothing to do with the advertisements. The advertisements are for products. I'm very clear about those.
Right. So, you know, unfortunately, Congress left a loophole in there that the lawyer is taking advantage of. This is the big lesson for all of us. You can't rely on the lawyers or the judges to save you. Supreme Court of the United States is not going to come save us.
I asked you, because you're a smart guy in the law, not just in the school of the world and the veteran. Where are we now? And you said the coup's getting hotter.
Well, the coup's more open now. I mean, you got a, you know, a child of Weather Underground terrorist and raised by Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers, now the DA of San Francisco. And he'll probably be the future governor of California. So they're taking the mask off, becoming more openly Marxist and letting you know what their agenda is. But the, you know, the revelations by the whistleblower's lawyer saying this is a coup since 2017 tells you right there it's what this is. It's a coup to stop Trump. He was a firewall that we threw up as a last effort to try to do this peacefully. We threw it up as a firewall and voted for Trump, put him in office. But they can't let that play out. They got to remove him through whatever means necessary. And they're about to use the 25th Amendment. You saw that, where psychiatrists are now asking to testify.
Yes.
in front of the
House.
Which,
by the way, you're supposed to lose your license right away if you under the Goldwater rule, if you diagnose someone from afar.
Right. They haven't even examined him and interviewed him or anything. It's just political warfare. But, you know, it lets us know that we've done all we can. We're abdicated in some ways from having any restraint once they do this.
Well, they're going to stage terror attacks, though, to make any physical response look improper. Let's war game this when we come back. Congress, 15 years ago, passed a law, and in the law they explained why they were
giving... From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They explained why they were giving liability protection to the gun makers right here. We're going to go to that and then to some more of your phone calls. Then our guest is coming in. Stuart Rhodes will ride shotgun with us. But go over the original law, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, in the subsection right there.
Yeah, Congress says right here what their purpose is. They say here the liability actions commenced or contemplated by the federal government, states, municipalities, private interest groups, and others attempt to use the judicial branch to circumvent the legislative branch of government to regulate interstate and foreign commerce through judgments and judicial decrees, thereby threatening separations of powers doctrine and weakening the undermining important principles of federalism, state sovereignty, etc. The whole point was to protect gun manufacturers against exactly what they're talking about, an end run around the legislature. Instead of banning guns, they'll instead ban the manufacturer through lawsuits.
And I had Norm Pattis, who's a famous liberal lawyer, a criminal lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, the same law firm suing me, trying to get rid of the First Amendment. No one can believe they did this. They said it's so clear that it absolutely violates all these sections of law, federal versus state, that even leftist Supreme Courts wouldn't do this in the past. And no one knows how a Republican court did this. I mean, this has got to be blackmail, just like with the Obamacare.
Well, they're definitely ducking their responsibility. They're leaving the gunning manufacturers wide open to exactly what the law was intended to stop.
And it's going
to
cause hysteria in the states and massive litigation is the point. So why would a conservative court give a giant open season letter of marque to all the leftist anti-gun lawyers? That's what they did. Open season.
Right. It just removed the entire point of that federal law. So they allow for backdoor gun banning. The manufacturers will be afraid to market AR-15s any longer once Remington has a judgment.
And notice they picked one gun, like they picked Remington, or they picked Alex Jones. And then once they've done that, they go after everybody. That's the plan, is they take out the one big one, then everything else falls.
Sure, they'll go after the AR-15 first, and after that it'll be handguns. Then it'll be sniper rifles, quote-unquote. Then it'll be shotguns. All of these are dangerous weapons. That's the whole point of them. And but the underpinning argument is that the AR-15 is a weapon of war that shouldn't be marketed to the civilian population. And we have to say in response to that, that yes, it's a weapon of war. That's exactly what the Founding Fathers intended to be in our hands. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment.
There's a clear escalation of everything. I want to play Louie Gohmert 2 weeks ago explaining that shooting comes at the end of a civil war, and we're already in one, and these people are pushing. They want a physical confrontation. Here it is.
And it's about to push this country to a civil war if they were to get their wishes. And if there's one thing I don't want to see in my lifetime, I don't want to ever have participation in, it's a civil war. Some historian, I don't remember who, said guns are only involved in the last phase of a civil war. What's gone on here has not protected the Constitution. It's not protected the institutions. It's not protected this little experiment in self-government. No, what it has done has put it all at risk.
And they're systematically admit they want to get rid of the First Amendment, and they want to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's here.
Right, and now with the open coup against the president being wide open, it's obvious that their intention is to overthrow the U.S. system of government. And to overturn the election. And so I think he's right. He's being honest. He's being an honest legislator and warning them about where we're at. And I did the same thing, got in hot water for it, and you've done the same thing.
Well, they're the ones. I mean, they didn't just elect as the DA in San Francisco the Weatherman baby, the red diaper doper baby, as Savage would call him. Obama came out of that, and that's their blueprint, and people that infiltrated it, Larry Grathwald and others, and it came out in court. They were planning 50 million of us in camps, 25 million of us to be killed back when America was 200 million people. And this was all PhDs, Columbia, Stanford, Harvard, sitting around in rooms planning, executing everybody, okay, putting us in slave camps. And that's who the big banks are funding. That's who Soros wants. So these people are literally a terrorist group.
Well, I went to Yale Law School, and I saw there in person that most of the elites at the top of that level are dyed-in-the-wool Marxists. But now they're coming out of the closet, and they're being much more open about it, and which I think is good because it helps us to wake up our fellow Americans. Too many are asleep still.
They're going to stage false flags like they activated Antifa in Texas and Ohio. They covered up successfully the Texas guy being Antifa. They took it down and put up that he was a conservative. He was Antifa as well, just like the guy in Ohio. They've got them ready. They go in on lone missions to give themselves up to get the guns as shock troops right up front. And it's coming. It's unbelievable.
And by electing that, like you said, the diaper baby of the Weather Underground, putting him in a position of leadership in California, that's a huge dog whistle to all the radical leftists, Antifa on the streets.
It says attack whoever you want and you're not going to get in trouble. He says he's going to let criminals out of jail.
Right. So the more they do this, the more the radical left base is going to become more violent. Because they can see that the tide is turning in their favor. That's the perception.
Well, obviously, a conservative would never go in a Walmart and shoot innocent white, black, Hispanic people. Nobody would go in a nightclub and do it. That's all Antifa devil worshipers. That's like Adam Lanza. They're always Prozac head devil worshiper, types. Patriots, and I'm not saying do this, would go after globalists and people. So just notice when the terror attacks come, they already have. They're going to be innocent people, and it's not us. This is being staged.
Yes.
It's incredible how they covered up the Texas attack that he was Antifa leftist, and that was confirmed. And they put up on his sites, that should be a criminal investigation. Who took that down? Who put that up? Who protected him?
Good question. Don't know.
All right, let's go to a phone call. We'll take a few more. Then our next guest is going to come in and co-host with us, and I've got a special report I'm going to air part of. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Colorado. Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Good, brother. How do we save the Second Amendment? So that's what you called it about.
Have you ever heard of Carl Miller? He was a Vietnam vet. He teaches about the Constitution.
Yes.
He has some videos. Anyway, one of them is about the writ of quo warianto. Anybody any judge that tries to violate any rights that you have, the Second Amendment, any of them, anybody can file a writ of quo warianto against that judge and anybody connected with them that's trying to do that.
Have you heard of this thing?
You can judgeship from them, and they can be charged with sedition.
Who's going
to
do
that? They filed a note to the Constitution.
Sir, let me point this out. I was totally in my right, and so was Don Jr. last week, to say who the whistleblower was and who an Obama administration official was that was on the Stone jury. They were everywhere saying, arrest me, up until the point that all these constitutional lawyers said, no, he's totally authorized to. That's the First Amendment. Then they backed off. But they're trying to force their criminal takeover. And what Stewart's saying is they've still got the Justice Department. You know, where is the Inspector General report? Where are these damn indictments?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering about. I'm done waiting. And I keep hearing the Q folks, and I understand their arguments, but, you know, I want to see some results. There's been no prosecutions. Why wasn't Hillary indicted immediately upon Trump becoming president for her obvious violations of federal statutes for felonies?
Well, that's because the deep state's so deep that all these people close to Trump that helped him get elected, Bannon opened the drawbridge and brought in Fiona Hill and McMaster and all of them and totally double dealt to the president. So the president took that operating system. Part of a special report. Watch, learn who sold their soul to Satan. And then founder of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, is going to keep riding shotgun with us. And Mr. Graves, former frontman for the Misfits, is going to come in here and talk about the Luciferianism, the occultism, and just the evil, the open pedophilia. We're going to get into all that. We'll continue with your calls. Michael Graves coming up, Matt Bracken with the last 30 minutes. We were talking about solutions during the break, and that was actually in my stack, Stuart Rhodes. As gun owners look to nullify gun laws, sanctuary isn't just for immigrants. It's an Infowars.com article, and it gets into Virginia, New Mexico, other states that you were mentioning, and the fact that what we see is so illegitimate, that this coup against the president and the way this is all being done is illegitimate, and these are criminal Marxists allied with radical Islam funded by the megabanks. Publicly explain that pyramid.
Exactly. It's the same thing that Matt Bracken has been pointing out for years, myself as well. At the top is the globalist, and then you've got beneath them, their foot soldiers are the radical Marxist on one side, and then the radical Islamicist on the other. That's why you see a mass influx of Muslims in the United States, along with into Europe, and on the left side of it, that's why you see a large influx from Central and South America, because the left wants to use those undocumented immigrants, you know, illegal immigrants, as their foot soldiers and as their voting base.
And by the way, folks, if you live someplace like Austin, you'd see a burqa once a year 5 years ago. I see a burqa anywhere I go, anytime, any restaurant, women pulling their face mask up, eating like this, you know, just nobody's working. I can tell you that, too. The men, night, day, just whatever. And it's all just being brought in literally to bring down the country. Just like Germany got caught with secret flights of Somalis in out of Africa a few weeks ago with video of that, thousands at one time. Under Obama, that was going on. The UN was in control of our borders under the treaty. Trump got us out of that.
Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood's plugged right in. The Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas are plugged right in with the cartels and help train them. And you know, they come up through the cartels, through Mexico.
And Fast and Furious was running guns, not just to the cartels, but to ISIS.
Right. That's right. It's all connected. And it's all designed to create instability and to create chaos that they capitalize on.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines. I've got Michael Graves. I want to get in here as well. We'll be able to go to your calls. I'm going to air part of this report because it lays it all out. This is just from back in late September, a few months ago. But let's get a few more calls in right now. Let me see who's been holding longest here. That would be Chuck in Vegas. Chuck, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Stuart.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court ruling and the blowback that I see from it is that I don't understand how the pharmaceutical companies are going to be able to subvert this. Their products kill a plethora more individuals than guns ever do.
These globalists control different law firms, and they control most of the courts. And so if you're the special law firm, you're allowed to go take out certain groups like Alex Jones or the Second Amendment or Remington, same law firm. But they won't go after Big Pharma, and a lot of Big Pharma even has liability protection like the vaccines, but you've hit the nail on the head. Notice that California has
Prop 65, where there can't be as much lead in a product you sell there than there is in the air. It's impossible. But they dump fluoride in the water that's deadly toxic, and they admit it is. It's all selectively enforced.
Right. So the pharmaceutical companies will never be held to account for the shootings. Quite a few of these people, in fact, probably all of them, have been on some kind of psychotropic drug. But no one looks at the pharmaceutical companies. Congress is not looking at them. No lawsuits against them for it. They're left. They're
when I was on Piers Morgan and said, don't blame the Second Amendment. Every one of these shooters has been on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You just had an ad for it last break, Piers. Cut me off right there.
There you go. They're untouchable because they want that. They want Americans drugged down and dumbed down and kept numb. It's a brave new world, right?
But we've got to expose it. You've got to expose it. That's a great point. Anything else, Chuck?
I guess I'll wrap it up with the idea that I just wanted to compliment you on your products. I've been using your supplements and your vitamins prior to you even making them when you had another company that you used to endorse to do it. So it's been a long time. Everything from ExtenderWise, Real Red Pill, DNA Force, Anthroplex, Bodies, and then I make a shake with the Ultimate Bone Broth and Vitamin Fusion. It's all tremendous stuff.
Well, I couldn't do it without you, brother. Isn't it shocking to see, though, this Republican court do this to the Second Amendment? I mean, that tells you the type of, I guarantee it's blackmail.
I think you're right.
It's a horrendous thing. And to be able to go after guns when you've, again, going back to pharmaceutical companies, how much
Lanza was on died. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Yeah, I mean, almost every single one of them. When you look at a lot of these mass shootings, they've all been on some type of psychotropic
and
drug.
And it has an insert saying it can make you kill people.
That's right.
Your kid's depressed. Let's give him something that can make him a maniac.
One of the disclaimers may cause you to be homicidal or suicidal.
That's right. God bless you. Great point, Chuck. Thanks for holding. We'll get to everybody else. But here's part of the report. It's like 10 minutes long. It's a really important report. I've had it reposted to the front page of InfoWars.com. Learn how and who sold their soul to Satan, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they're not just doing this as a joke. This is real. This is who they follow. Here's part of that report. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please share this report. It's a very important report so people know what we're dealing with.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
There is a saying. No one knows who first coined it. It's been around for thousands of years. But it goes like this. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world that he doesn't exist. And if you go to public school or even most private schools, or if you go to major university, you're taught there is no God, there is no devil, we're just machines. In fact, we don't even have free will. But then I began to notice when I was going to college that a lot of the professors teaching that, when I went and looked them up, were actually into the occult. And there's a lot of examples of this, but there was a professor at the University of Texas who was the head of the biology department, Dr. Eric Pianca. And he said on his own website that he was a Druid practitioner and believed in the occult, and was even on the UT website, him dressed up as an occultist. That's in my film, Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement that I made 12 years ago. He wants global depopulation. He thinks humans are inherently just bad, and he believes in the spirit world. But if you go back to what he would teach in class, we're just machines. There is no God. There is no devil. The truth is, examples of the establishment and the left's obsession with the occult and straight-up devil worship is historically all over the place and happening now, every day. In fact, just this weekend in Portland, Antifa had a city-sponsored event that the mayor supports where they came out and did black magic rituals against the Patriot Prayer March that's happened there the last few years, trying to exorcise it and keep it from even taking place in the city.
If you agree with me, if you agree, repeat after me.
What are you doing?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
The French Revolution itself was occultic, Luciferian, satanic. It was the left-hand path, which means the sinister side, following the devil. It didn't just want to overthrow the church and the royalty. It wanted to overthrow the family itself, and it wanted to target children.
If you go back thousands of years ago, all across the Middle East, all across Africa, all across what's Western Europe today, or Mesoamerica, human sacrifice of women and children, virgins demanded by these dark, wicked gods. Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, almost every, quote, pop or rock star that you see making the top of the charts will tell you they made a deal with the literal devil in this world for success.
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. You know, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
Have to say about making a deal with somebody before he even got his supposed record contract?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. You know, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander
on this earth
and this earth and then in the world we can't see.
Bob Dylan told 60 Minutes and other national TV programs that to be able to come up with the rhymes and the music that he developed, and all of it when he went to the crossroads.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, I remember people like Ted Gunderson, who'd been a high-level FBI agent, and others. General Benton Parton, the head of Air Force Weapons Development. Oh, you know what's above the communists? Satanists. And I thought, well, these are old Christians. I'm a Christian, too, but really there's not Satanists running around everywhere. I mean, you see it in Hollywood, you see it in movies, you see it in rock and roll, but they're not serious about it. You know, that's just Bible-thumping fear. But no, it's all real. And now pedophilia's out in the open. They're coming for your children. The whistleblower's lawyer, you know, says he likes Epstein when Epstein's arrested, and does he helps get pedophiles national security clearances, and he wants to put on his Twitter and Facebook that he goes to water parks and Disney by himself and takes photos of himself with kids in the background. And that's just part of it. I mean, it's all out in the open. And Michael Graves, former frontman for the Misfits, is a popular band that he plays in today. He's here, and he was here with us yesterday. I wanted to bring him back to get into what makes this tick. And when he saw Stuart Rhodes here, he said, well, if Stuart wants to hang around, constitutional lawyer, founder of the Oath Keepers, you know, have him weigh in on this about the nature of good and evil. So Stuart Rhodes with oathkeepers.org. Be sure and check that out daily, oathkeepers.org. And, of course, Michael Graves with official michaelgraves.com. They want our guns. They want our children. They want our property. They want control over our minds. And here we are, since you were here first, your view of the fight between good and evil, because it's really becoming clear now. And a lot of people that didn't believe in God or the devil, they're saying, well, my gosh, the left suddenly aren't atheists like they always said. They're Satanists.
You know, I was just watching a Ted Gunderson video yesterday, and I thought he was over the top years ago, but now I'm looking at this after the Epstein revelations and other things I've heard about child sex rings.
It's dead on.
It's dead on. And they're designed to blackmail the politicians. That's what they're all about.
And that's what he said.
Yeah.
He was there at the CIA, the raids on Finders and all that. He was high level. He ran COINTELPRO against Martin Luther King and stuff. He was at the top of the FBI.
Yep.
But when he found out about the devil worship and hurting kids, he said, I'm not going to do this. He apologized and said that he was sorry for some of the stuff he did. But he thought he was fighting communists doing dirty stuff. Later, he found out what was above it.
Exactly right. Well, he was spot on. He was right.
Well, tell folks, I mean, you've worked in D.C. You've worked for Ron Paul. You're a veteran and been a constitutional lawyer about how the blackmail works. That's key, the mechanism. It's like it's a demonic Ponzi scheme. It's how they corrupt people. It's how they get control of them.
Well, they're groomed. I mean, they groom pedophiles to come into politics, and then they blackmail them with kids and film them with children, and not just with having sex with children, but also sometimes killing children, and that's what they videotape.
Dennis Hastert, never in politics, pedophile, brought in, and only in Congress a few years, and made the Speaker of the House because he was controlled.
That, right. And it explains, like you were saying earlier, it explains how they vote. They're never going to vote against the ones who put them in place, because if they go too far, this is why I don't trust the Senate not to vote for impeachment, because they exactly. have the same skeletons in their closet.
I was interrupting you, just backing up what you're saying. And now, why are they trying to externalize it at HBO and at Salon and the New York Times and the Drag Queen Storytime, that's really fat men dressed as women, you know, with children riding their erection through their pants in public? Why are they coming out with it right now?
I think they're hedging their bet in case they're exposed. This way they can minimize the damage if it's brought out in the open. They're making it cool. That's my gut feeling.
And they say in these videos, we're grooming your children.
Yeah, they do. They're telling what they're doing. And so you're going to wind up with a, you know, totalitarian, occultist government over you that's open about it. That's their end goal, is to come out of the closet eventually.
Now that they have an AI takeover, they're finally going, hey, we're not communists. We work for old Scratch. We're going to hurt your kids. Michael Graves, you know, taking over the Misfits, being, you know, the heart of, you know, punk rock and roll, the occult just everywhere. You were saying yesterday after we went off air, you know, they make it like it's a joke, but it's not a joke, is it?
It's not a joke, because if you start with the premise that we are indeed waging a war on two fronts, there's not only this battle that we're having here in the physical realm, but there's also a spiritual battle that we are engaged in that's really most important of all. If you take that out of the equation, which Luciferians, Satanists, the people who don't believe, when you take that out of the equation and you're just left with the physical, well, then it's easy to just live your life and do things and go about your daily business like there is no consequence to anything that you do or anything that you think or anything that you say. And you see that void in the entertainment industry, in the music industry, and especially like we were talking about yesterday in my realm of things with young people, with all of the satanic symbolism, and the emasculation of Christ and unaccepting Jesus as just as an entity and just as, you know, viable and real as the devil. And when you take that out, you then allow the world to manifest all of what we see today, the pedophiles, these drag queen story hour things,
rituals,
the violence, the suicide, all of the social ills, the moral depravity that we see everywhere.
We're poisoned. I mean, the West has been bitten by a snake.
You know, Alex, it's one of the things that you said a couple weeks ago, which is amazing. You said that we are right now in the moment where the moment between where the cobra, where the snake is about to plunge its teeth into the meaty thigh of our country, that moment right before. And that's why the time of choosing is now. And it's a very important time to make that decision. We are on the brink.
You're right, because everything else has just been a setup. And now they really want to deal the death blow. And they get you walked up to that point of Stockholm syndrome where the public accepts more. You're right, Stuart. They're getting us ready for the full horror to come out.
Rather demoralizing us, making us feel that it's useless to resist them. That's why they're being so open about it. And so, but the best way to expose them right now, I believe Trump should do this, is to blow the lid off the NSA. He should have Assange. He should have Snowden. I put them both in charge of it. Blow the lid off and expose absolutely everything. If you do that right now, we could stop it. But if we go through this slow march of them, you know, getting us used to it over a year's time.
Well, that's right. If Trump just keeps defeating each new hoax they bring forward, they still block his agenda and keep him from, you know, changing the subject back right to them going to prison. He must go on offense. He can't exactly think he's winning like a football game, beating what they're doing.
Nope.
No. Being involved in that fake fight is losing.
Exactly right. He's playing defense too much. He needs to be aggressive in attack. And the best way to do that, that's why Epstein showed us the way, is to expose the pedophilia.
That's blown a hole in their whole universe, and people really get that now, and they get, okay, pedophiles rule over us. I mean, I'm really seeing the zeitgeist tap there, and why do you think that is?
Why is that?
Why do you think Epstein finally has woken up so many people?
Well, he showed that he was kind of like the camel's nose under the tent. They know there's a bigger beast beyond that, and they can see it's real. I mean, like I said, Gunderson, for years, I thought he was, you know, going over the top. But no, man was right, and Epstein helped expose that.
Well, that's because he would just rattle off, and then I busted this, and I found that, and this army base, and running the kids, and blackmailing people, and PCP, and devilware, and then it's all real cases that came out. They just declassified like 5 inches of it, and that's Trump doing that, where it was all true. Whole towns taken over by Satanists.
So the one argument
you've got Gunderson, the FBI couldn't even believe it, and people wouldn't believe them, because it's crazy.
Some people say, well, he has to do this, you know, step by step, but I think it's too late. I think he needs to just blow the lid off. Just put it out there. Publish it all.
Well, that's the thing is they know about the devil worship and the pedophilia and the sacrifice, and they're telling Trump, you can't bring this out. It's too horrible. You know what? They know to make it too evil to expose, too big to fail, then it ends up taking over. No. Justice be done. The heavens fall. Bring it all out.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Again, we're waging war on two fronts, and the Epstein... The eugenics things that he was into, it wasn't just pedophilia. It was he was gathering this sexual energy, this sexual magic to make a super race of children.
That's right. He was doing Aleister Crowley sex magic. We'll be right back. Being manipulated, how they're using the hatred of Trump to then get people to accept stuff that's unbelievable. I meant to play this a few days ago, but we'll play it start of the next segment. Caitlin Bennett went out and got people to literally wipe their asses in public saying they were punishing Trump. And again, that's the mind control of the left. It's so crazy. But you were getting Michael Graves into the fact that the battle lines are being drawn and the other shoe is dropping.
Yeah. Everybody knows what's coming. We're just waiting for it to happen. It's a redundant thing here on this broadcast that's brought up that Antifa is going to be used as cannon fodder. There's going to be false flags run against them. There's going to be some sort of violent action that then is intended to create a counteraction to set up... conservatives to set us up is to give this what we're facing here.
And that's why they keep saying Alex Jones's illegal station raided, people arrested. There was no station. No one was arrested. Just didn't happen. Or Alex Jones has child porn, or Alex Jones loses lawsuits. None of it's real, but they're just getting everybody used to, like last week, arrest Alex Jones, jury tampering. They do it to Trump. So when it really happens, people don't care because they already heard it over and over again.
Right, and what we were talking about was that why the Epstein thing is so important, because everybody knows it, everybody feels it. You can feel it in the air, and we know it's about to happen any day now. I just read an article before I came on air again where you said. Everybody has come after InfoWars. Everybody's come after Trump, and you kept on saying that if you don't stand up and fight for you and fight for InfoWars, that they're going to come for everybody else. There was an article at CNN going after Hannity and Tucker Carlson, where their names, and it says right-wing media fingerprints are all over the depositions and the impeachment. And InfoWars is mentioned in that article as well. I think it was from Brian Stelter. It's an opinion piece.
Oh, yeah, they're going after everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we have to stand up. The coup against Trump, I believe, is the most important thing to focus on right now.
I agree.
Because it's right in your face, and you've got half the country, half the politically aware part of the country that's behind the president.
Is there any way to get through to these leftist zombies? Because more and more, they're adopting the satanic operating system. Like used to, even a few years ago, the average leftist just was an idiot, thought everybody was really a racist. Now they go, I just want to kill babies. F you, F America. I mean, they've really, taken on something.
Alex, I don't think that there's a way to get through to most of them. there's no way, because they are so far gone that, again, it's like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will continue to speak to you. God will continue to reach out to you until your heart is so hardened that you can no longer hear it. It's not that God or the Holy Spirit is trying to convict your heart. It's that you can't hear it. These people
can't
hear it.
It's true. And then when God stops because you're gone, you fall completely to it. That's why I've seen people overnight turn into evil, and then they're literally mentally ill and just hurt themselves and others after. It's like they literally are taken over by a kill switch.
Well, look at abortion. You know, it was, you know, 30 years ago it was considered a crime against the child to kill the baby. Now you've got leftists celebrating their abortions. All the
way I have hours of video of feminist groups and mainline shows going, they are babies and we like cutting them up slowly. Those little bastards will never have a life, and I feel good stealing it from them. It makes me powerful. I mean, we've got the video. I played it, and people see this and start crying. This is on CNN. This is on Netflix. And I mean, as a man, I feel guilty that I'm not getting in a car and going and protecting those babies, but these devil worshippers are everywhere.
Imagine 30 years from now what it'll be like with live children post-birth.
Well, you heard the governor. We keep them comfortable.
Right. And comfortable.
Yeah. Well, they line up all the bitters for their organs. The mom doesn't know. Where'd the baby go? Oh, you just opened baby go. Baby's over in this little area, and they're waiting, getting all the orders in, and they're creating a whole medical tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon. All right, riding shotgun with us is Michael Graves, former frontman of the Misfits, and a damn good one. Then we've got Matt Bracken coming up. Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers.org is here with us. I got a few calls I'm going to pop in as well. You've been holding patiently on the Supreme Court big ruling against the Second Amendment because of the blackmail and things going on. This is very serious, folks. You can feel it. You can see it. People that think, oh, we've got Trump, we're all invincible, that is smoking the dope. We are in one hell of a fight. I know our audience knows that because you're activists and we love you. But you had a great question for Michael during the break. You were saying paralleling things. Repeat that.
Right, we saw the whole spirit cooking thing come out during the election. How's that tie in with what you see in the music industry with all the symbolism of Satan worshiping?
Well, kids think that sort of thing is cool, right? And well, then the question is posed: well, why do young people especially gravitate to that sort of thing? Why do they think that that's cool? And it's because of the breakdown in the family, the breakdown in religion. When you take that. When you take God, when you take Jesus out of the equation, right? What we feel, what I feel in my life is the manifestation of the victory of Christ. And that feels good. And that is powerful because Christ beat evil. When you take that away and you're not born with it, your soul, these young people who I see every night, I talk to them every night, a lot of them, they have pain in their eyes. Their souls are wounded. 89% of UK Xers, they feel their lives are meaningless. 2018.
Oh, the depression, the suicides, all off the chart.
Number one cause of death worldwide. 50-year peaks in suicide. On and on. And this increase in exorcism, the manifestation of it is everywhere. So when you take that away, there's this longing for something. They want, young people, they want
to. And again, under this demonic system, I've talked to the top psychiatrists involved with all the serial killers are devil worshippers. You never see it on the news, but they admit that's what's happening. They only feel alive when they're doing something bad. They're sad, they're depressed, they're scared, except when they're killing and hurting people. So that's the next level of the bondage, is you become a total slave that has to go out and do these horrible things. That's in the criminology.
So where do they go for this to fill that void? They look out across the landscape of entertainment. They look out through the landscape of music, and the feedback and what comes back to them, what resonates with them, is what the people that they're looking up to and they feel is what they need to be to have a fulfilled life. And there it all is all of these people that are championing all of the moral depravity that we see across the spectrum, across the landscape.
And they're setting up, this happens in every culture when it collapses, a system where if you're in the inner priesthood, you get to hurt children and women. Virgins, it means innocence. Every culture falls to this force that wants the blood of innocence. And every ancient culture believed they were talking to off-world entities from the stars that were giving them mathematics, you know, things like that, if they would do bad things. But the coin of the realm was to burn children, to rape children, to kill children. Now, that's a fact. That's what humans do. It's not normal. It's not natural, but it manifests historically, Stuart.
You're right. Look at the cartels. You know, they went down that spiral of 10 years ago. They would not hurt children. Now, it's all about raping women and children and selling them into sex slavery and torturing them to death. So that's the path they go down. And it reminds me of Aleister Crowley, right? Do as thou wilt. That's the whole point. Is just do as you want to. It's all about whatever you want to do, and it's not about being moral.
Yeah, let's be clear. Massive taboo in Latin America and any old world culture that comes out of Spain. You don't touch women and children.
Right. Mm.
And now it's all about what will you do to women and children.
Yep. Want to be a real hard ass? If you're the hard ass, if you torture women and children, that's how you're really a tough guy.
Aleister Crowley just took an amalgamation of all different things that are satanic and Luciferian and just kind of made a mishmash of everything. There's some people say, oh, well, Aleister Crowley, you know, it says in there in the tenets of Satanic Church that all
it's all deception to make it sound nice to get you in.
Right. That's the truth. We talk about solutions. One of the solutions that I would like to propose is that we need to, in the music and art culture community, punk rock, wherever, there needs to be an intellectual side of things. And we need to start with Genesis. When God made his covenant with Abram, he said the iniquity of the Amorites is still not complete. So then you have to pose the question, well, who was he talking about? What was he talking about? Who were the Amorites? And then when you move forward through history and you figure that out, and Leo Zagami is just...
Well, that's the thing is, you have to read it. It's all coded. There were people, God was just saying there's only one group of people that haven't been totally turned over to evil so far, was trying to protect that. Exactly. It was all sorts of stuff going on.
All of these people, the Amorites, were worshiping the same gods, the same beings, whether it be Moloch or Baal or Dagon,
all wanted little kids.
They all wanted little kids. And it's very telling. And again, Leo Zagami came on this show and told the audience about the statue that has been placed in the middle of
oh yeah, guys, roll the footage of the founder of that we rolled the other day when he was on, the founder of fascism who literally created Benito Mussolini, who then helped create Hitler, literally had real satanic rituals and made the first silent film with this model of Moloch showing the sacrifice of children. Just go to YouTube and type in silent film Moloch child sacrifice. It'll come right up. And there it is. And then Hitler came out of that. I mean, it's just crazy. Hmm. Want to comment, Stuart? Pretty heavy stuff.
It is. But you know, this is the fight we're in. Like you said, you have to realize there's a spiritual element to this, and there's a battle of good and evil, and we have to just man up to it. We got to be the crusaders.
Well, how are they going to deal with this, though? Because they teach, oh, there is no God. We're just machines. There's no free will, but they've got a will. Do as thou wilt to dominate us is the whole of the law. And then they're just everywhere saying, we have a God. It's the post-human world. We got to save the planet from humans. But they're actually overriding it with genetic engineering and killing the planet. And you find out they're these totally selfish, evil people. Whether people believe in a physical devil or not, these people running world government are super dangerous and bad. And their operating system is Satanism. I mean, you cannot make this up.
Communism and socialism is a counterfeit of Christianity. I said this yesterday on the program that communism and socialism starts with the premise that man is flawed and these systems and the institutions that they are trying to implement in our country and across the world is to fix the flaw in man and set up this utopia, this kingdom here on earth. But what believers believe is that man is flawed no matter what. We came into this world flawed, and the only way to fix that is through the grace of God and through and through accepting Jesus Christ and what
But God's free will, so we don't get the transmission. And it's they've proven DNA is electrochemical and receives and transmits. So again, the other dimensions are just as real as this. And they've proven it mathematically. And so this transmission is being sent in, but you don't get it unless you want it. The devil's going to hit you with his transmission, whether you want it or not. He's going to rape your ass.
He's the father of lies. And so you have all these people say, that's just not true, Alex. That's not true. All these different dimensions and this is where it's at.
But the globalists are all obsessed with it. And Elon Musk said, I was led into the top billionaires. They all believe there's other dimensions and these entities that want to get rid of humans are running it. And now Elon Musk, clearly, whether it was for it or against it before, he's given into it now. Now he says, starting next year, brain chips for your kids.
Like you said, Marxism is their religion. It's like Marx is their version of Jesus. Of course, radical Islam doesn't buy into that. It's Allah. It's Muhammad. But they'll use that. And for the Marxists, that's why it's hard to talk to them, because that's their religion. You're questioning their fundamental belief structure.
You talked about the 2 minutes of hate. When we come back, I want to hit that in a few calls. You guys got to come back in. I'm glad you were in Texas. What are you doing in Texas?
I'm taking a breather before I go back out to the next Trump rally. We're going to be there in Bossier, Louisiana.
All right, well, I hear you guys have been there when Caitlin gets beat up. She's not with you. So, yes, you need to talk to Caitlin Bennett anytime you're out there. We can't afford the security for our reporters, so thank you for doing that.
You bet. I'd be happy to help her.
All right, Michael Graves is here. Stuart Rhodes is here. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Only way those sites and live feeds get out is when you share them.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the
version. I love that album you did doing old covers, Michael Graves, official michaelgraves.com. So, again, I've told my wife many times, I love the rawness of the original Misfits, but you guys did overall a lot better music.
Yeah, that album was after I left. That's Jerry doing that, but we were a great band. And
it's all good stuff. Where do people find all your work? Is it officialmichaelgraves.com?
Officialmichaelgraves.com, yep.
Now, expanding on where we were going with all this, what do you think we should do about it?
I think we should continue to do exactly what we're doing. The time to be scared and to be fearful of the repercussions of standing up and saying something, appearing on programs like this, is over. We have reached the point of no return. You just look across the landscape of all the things that we see happening, from the pedophile stuff, from the drag queen story hours, the attack on our institutions, the whole attack on everything that.
And let's be clear, it's people say, why do we obsess on this? You can't turn on a children's show. You can't go to a movie. You can't open it
everywhere.
This is what the establishment believes. This is their religion. And they're just capturing everything and hammering everyone with it. You were getting into Aleister Crowley research during the break.
Yeah, he founded Thelema, which is the underpinnings of the Church of Satan. And his writings on Thelema, like you said before, it's a mishmash of all the other stuff, all the occultist things. But that was the basis for the modern Church of Satan.
And sacrificed his own son.
Is that right?
Yeah, his son died on the side of, a mountaintop in Spain with him.
So you can look at Aleister Crowley as kind of the font of the modern, because you could call it the radical left or the globalist philosophical and religious beliefs that come right from Crowley.
Fully entrenched in the music and entertainment industry, I know firsthand that people that worked for MTV News, for example, one of which who now runs the music department of Kickstarter, openly says, "Hail Satan." It's out in the open. I think we can't as well forget the energy part of this is very, very important. We were talking about what Epstein was doing and trying to gather and keep all of this sex magic, they call it, and keep it alive. They were trying to gather it and keep it alive to manipulate it to then obviously put it out and continuing it through our world for it to do its work. And that's why our work here and what I'm trying to do coming on here and talking about Jesus and saying the word Jesus and talking about God and spirituality is very important to push
back. Because the enemy is getting their direction and their power and their impetus. It's what triggers them to go out and do this. And it's very, very real. And you're absolutely right that people say, how did you know Epstein was involved in eugenics? Because he ran stuff for Bill and Melinda Gates. He ran these organizations. That's what they do, ladies and gentlemen. That's who runs this system. Why would they do such evil things? Because they're working for the God of this world who can give them all the money and all the power. And so they're just pawns. You see a Bill Gates? That little evil elf, he's just a pawn. You see these people, they are pawns. They have turned themselves over to it. I mean, take Mark Dice. I can tell the story because he's told it on air. And I know the inside baseball because I was involved with a big reality TV show that didn't make us pledge Satan for the show, but the show got bad topics, so we got off the show. And I quit going out to L.A. over 10 years ago on a routine basis. And Mark Dice had this show with a big, quote, rock star, family, a name. I mean, if you sat around the dinner table, people would know the name. And it wasn't that person doing it. When they got there with the lead producer, they said, "Mark, there's just one last thing. I need you to pledge yourself to Lucifer." We follow Lucifer here, and that's what we do. And it wasn't to freak him out because, Mark's a Christian. It was literally, "We just need you to pledge yourself to the devil to get lined up with the energy." And Mark said, "I'm not going to do it." They said, "Well, you're not getting the show." So that's what goes on. That's why Bob Dylan at least tells people he made a deal with the devil, and then everything followed. And people say, "Oh, that's great. I'll go do that." Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dylan didn't get his talent from the devil. The devil just greased the skids in the world. It's like this wireless internet of that these entities are real that are controlling. And so because they can jump between dimensions, and the devil isn't omnipresent but understands how systems work, it's like AI, it can give you all this power, but at the cost of your soul. But because you can't see your soul and can't see the other stuff that's around you, even though it's been proven it's all there, mathematically and with spectrometers and the rest of it, people then sell everything thinking that they're not selling anything at all. And then you don't even really get anything. You become a slave and have to do all these horrible things, or the devil comes after you. Because once the devil's got you, man, let me tell you, these people are tortured that serve Satan.
Yes, definitely. You know, something Michael talked about earlier, what's the allure to the average kid listening to a punk rock band or a rock band? You know, it's power. It's feeling that they've got something bigger than themselves. And Christianity has, I think, in some ways failed to provide that. There's not enough of a connection to what this really is. And men in particular, I think, in a lot of ways, are misguided by modern culture into thinking that to be a real man, it means to go out there and just be promiscuous and do all of these, look at the culture in rap music, for example. Mm-hmm. It's the same way in punk rock too, probably, right?
100%. You're absolutely right. And again, why I believe sometimes God sends misfits, Alex, and here I am. And when I speak to young people and I have the wonderful opportunity, I've been meeting a lot of men my age who have children. And I talk about the emasculation of Christ, where in pop culture, Christ is the lion and the lamb. And unfortunately, we see a lot more of the lamb than we do the lion, where Christ is this great leader of an army that's doing battle. And it's very important to get that back and say that it's okay to be this way, and that we have to bring that masculinity back.
I totally agree.
Young men how to be and how to live.
We should do a whole broadcast just on this, because the spirit of the world knows how to trigger things that God already gave us. We feel this energy and this power, and the devil tricks people and goes, oh, that's the devil. No, ladies and gentlemen, these Satanists have no idea the real power of God and creation and what God's given us. They can't even imagine it. And so people need to call out to God, not the devil. Matt Bracken's taken over. He'll get into the coup against the president, the horrible ruling against the Second Amendment, and more. Then the war room's coming up with Owen Schroyer, Firepower, with Will Johnson, Tom Papert, and more. I want to thank both Michael Graves, and I want to thank, of course, our good friend Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers for being here. God bless you all.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Matt Bracken for the rest of the hour. And I'm going to be into one topic specifically for the next half hour, the rest of the hour. And the topic is Eric Ciaramella, and why this guy is so important, and why there's such a battle over preserving his anonymity. If, in my opinion, Ciaramella is like the linchpin that would pull apart the entire deep state coup, pull apart the entire Biden-Ukraine graft corruption conspiracy. That's why they've got to keep him secret no matter what. Now, people will say, but on the internet, we've been naming this guy for weeks now. You know, the story's been out in on the internet for weeks. This is another aspect of the Eric Ciaramella secrecy flap that's going on. The aspect is, does it really matter what's on the internet as long as it's not on mainstream television news? It can be all over the internet, but if it's not on ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS, and including Fox News, not even on Fox News, they're still embargoing his name on Fox News, which is really amazing. For the last few weeks, Sean Hannity and others have been chomping at the bit to name the guy. So obviously, it's coming down from the top floors of Fox News that the guy can't be named. And why this is significant is naming this guy would be like firing a battleship broadside at the deep state. So for Fox, and as we know, people like Paul Ryan are now on the board at Fox. They're holding fire. It's related to the fact that Inspector Horowitz's IG report, it keeps getting delayed. It should have been out months ago, but it's not. Where is it? They're allowing the Democrats to front load the impeachment hearings starting tomorrow while holding back the big guns that would be defending Trump. So they're in essence attempting to leave Trump out there without any defenses, without any weapons, so that Schiff and the Democrat run impeachment inquiry, which will be televised, can get off the first broadsides. This is sort of a battle to checkmate. You know, one team might feel like they've got more players, but if half of your chess pieces are actually traitors and won't move, you know, the king can tell the rook, please move down the board and take that bishop. But if the rook says, screw you, I'm not moving, or the rook moves in another direction, well, then the king is really hamstrung. So even from a weaker position that the Democrats have, they can do massive damage, because starting tomorrow morning, they're going to be on network television, all network television, 24/7. And, you know, wall to wall, gavel to gavel, it is going to consume the country. Now, I'm not saying that this means that, you know, we're doomed. There's a lot of really great stuff that I think can happen. It's a very strong move that Jim Jordan was put on the Intel committee just for the hearings. I saw about an hour or two ago a little segment where Schiff came out with the rules for the hearings. You can tell he's very worried. Under no circumstances may Eric Ciaramella be named. Nobody may even ask about him. And there are other things that seem a little bit more esoteric but are very significant. the Republican committee members may not grant their time to other committee members. That is, the weak sisters on the Intel committee can't just say, I'd give my time to Jim Jordan, so that Jordan can just keep hammering and hammering and hammering, you know, like Tom Brady going down the field in the fourth quarter. They want to make it so that on every down, there'll have to be a different quarterback. You know, so this is strictly a move to attempt to stymie the strongest players on the Republican Intel team, which would be Jim Jordan in this kind of a close quarters debate. So what do I think is going to happen tomorrow? Since the Republicans are not going to be able to call any witnesses, and they've been told that you can't name or even try to identify Charamella, there's another way of doing it, which is to draw a picture of a guy by outlining him. You can't say Eric Charamella, but what you can say is, you know, were you on the National Security Council with a CIA person who has since left? And then watch Schiff, you know, try to gavel it to a close and keep doing that. Were you on the airplane with Vice President Biden going to Ukraine in this month of 2016 with a National Security Council member from the CIA? And then watch Schiff go crazy. Because the fact is, Charamella was not only a National Security Council staffer, he was a John Brennan acolyte. He was a rising star put into this position because he's a true believer like John Brennan. He's an Arabist, you know, like a very Islamic sympathizing person going back to his college days in Yale. And he's an Arab linguist, very Arab sympathetic. And like Brennan, you know, I would just call him a communist. So Brennan has placed him in important places. He was a special assistant to Obama himself. He was a special assistant to Biden for all things Ukraine. He kind of reminds me of Peter Strzok. He's one of these people whose responsibility goes way beyond his pay grade. You know, one of these rising stars. Sometimes the older generals, the older senior executive service grade guys, the SES guys, they're kind of running out of steam. They're still power mad. They're still, you know, lusting for power, but they're running out of steam. So when they find a guy who's like that hot young first round draft pick quarterback, they want to put him in the game and kind of draft off of his energy. So a guy like Eric Charamella becomes literally like a Peter Strzok, but still hidden. Now, when Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were chatting with each other, texting with each other, they were mentioning somebody named Charlie, who was their man in the White House. You know, should we go back to Charlie, or is Charlie ready to break this story? Well, it's a logical deduction that their man Charlie in the White House is Eric Charamella, which is interesting because the first three letters of his name is CIA. I mean, you can't make that up. But it's pronounced like Charlie Charamella. So in the like loose kind of lover code between Strzok and Page, they refer to their man Charlie in the White House. So we know that Strzok was not only an FBI special agent or a senior SES guy, special assistant or whatever he was, a very high level headquarters guy, especially for his age. Not only that, he was working directly with Brennan in the small group, the interagency group. So there's a little clique put together by John Brennan that includes State Department, FBI, CIA, and news media, like these totally discredited scoundrels like Ignatius at the Washington Post, Isikoff, Devlin Barrett. These are stooges, Stasi stooges that pose as reporters, but they work directly to leak for these deep state CIA operatives. And I call it all CIA now because clearly the FBI was working under Brennan. And a week ago, week before, I interviewed for a White Hat CIA guy, former chief of station, pretty high-ranking operator, you know, actual on the ground CIA guy. He says Brennan is still running the CIA. from outside. This is why he never lost his security clearance. So Gina Haspel and the next two or three below her are all Brennan people. You know, and of course the left will say, yeah, well, Trump nominated her. I mean, she's Trump's person. She's Trump's pick. But that's not really what happened. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to continue with this dissection of the coup.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
All right. I'm really glad to be on today because I feel like I can have a real impact. And I want to really thank Alex Jones for, you know, giving me this opportunity. And this doesn't come without a cost. And that means supporting the InfoWars store. This free program, I mean, there is a war on for your mind, literally. And we are the foot soldiers in this war. And at the end of this segment, I'm going to have some ideas about how every viewer, every info warrior can actually make a strong impact over the next few days. And some of these ideas, I hope other people already have. If not, maybe you'll be hearing them for the first time. But it's important that this message get transmitted and then the action plan at the end be carried out. Now, at the end of the last segment, I was talking about how people will say, well, look, you know, if Trump is having problems with the CIA, it's his own fault because he nominated Gina Haspel. But that's not really how it works. You have to understand when Trump came in, there was like a cordon put around him. Everybody, all of the legit players in Washington were warned, if you work for Trump, you're dead. Your career is dead. You'll never get a job anywhere, not in academia, not with corporate boards. You'll be a pariah. So they put this like a dead zone around Trump, made it very, very hard for him to recruit top caliber people. So when people were suggested as being, you know, a good player, like a Rod Rosenstein, he's like, okay, sounds good to me, or a Gina Haspel, why not? She comes highly recommended, and you know, these high players, high ranking players, are telling me she's good, so I'll nominate her. And importantly, he's told, oh, she'll have no problem getting through Senate confirmation, and that's all because they wanted her there. So to say that Gina Haspel is Trump's choice is really not really telling the true story. That's how they get these deep state operatives to continue to surround him. In the news just recently, the last couple days, is Rex Tillerson and General Kelly also working against Trump. And in the past, we've seen many others. And of course, at a lower level, this Colonel Vindman, Eric Ciaramella, these are all plants that are actively working against Trump. And he's been having some success weeding them out, but it's taken 3 years. He's lost most of his term just trying to fight this octopus. So he's like been surrounded by a love octopus. You know, people, all the tentacles of this octopus come in acting like they're his friend, that they're on his side. And he has to unweave and untangle and chop off these octopus arms one at a time to try to find people that he can trust. And he's having some success, but there is a race right now because the first salvos are going to be fired tomorrow with a wall-to-wall national television audience. Meanwhile, at the State or Department of Justice and FBI, they're holding up IG Horowitz's report, and that's like keeping your battleship out of the battle. So Trump's about to take a broadside tomorrow, and the conservative Republican guns are spiking their own guns to not get in the fight to help him. It's pretty discouraging. But there's another way also of looking at this. And I'm going to make a kind of an interesting war comparison. If you've seen the movie or read any of the history, the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, in December of 1944, when the Allies were finally having some good success getting into Belgium, had taken most of France on the way to Germany, instead of husbanding their resources, the Nazis husbanding their resources for a defensive, you know, step-by-step backwards movement like they had done in Russia, they put together a massive offensive. It was like a last-ditch play, and it was an attempt to break through, cut the Allies in half, and get all the way to Antwerp and the Belgian ports. That was like a desperation play. Now, if you were in Bastogne in December of 1944, it would have looked like the whole world had come down on you. You know, all of these German armored divisions coming at you. But in fact, they had no fuel. When they ran out of gas, the offensive died right where the tanks ran out of fuel. And that's the situation today that the Democrats find themselves in. So doing the Ukraine gate, starting with Eric Ciaramella as the whistleblower, to me is like the German Battle of the Bulge. It's literally burning their networks for one last victory. You know, they had kept these guys secret all along. The fact, you know, not only the high ranking people like, you know, the Tillersons and the Kellys and the Haspels, but they had way more people at a lower level in the White House, like Colonel Vindman, Eric Ciaramella, the others that went from NSC over to Schiff's committee, Intel committee. And what they've done, in effect, by using Ciaramella as the whistleblower, was expose their network. They've burned their network. It can't be used again. This is a do-or-die play in the impeachment inquiry. So if this doesn't work, then they've got nothing left, and their network will be exposed. So the thing to do now is to assist the Freedom Caucus brave guys on the Intel Committee, the Jim Jordans. We have to assist them on the outside by completely blowing up the secrecy around Eric Ciaramella. This is going to make Schiff look like an idiot, because inside the committee, Jim Jordan and the others will be doing everything they can to throw darts all around the portrait of Eric Ciaramella without actually naming him. And outside, there's going to be a lot of street theater. And I hope that some of the, you know, our best info warriors, I trust, are going to be up there. And actually getting the name Eric Ciaramella on the cameras where the network can't avoid it. I saw at the LSU-Alabama game, they were ABC, CBS, doesn't matter. Reporter was asking some MAGA hat wearers why they still liked Trump. And somebody stuck right in there, Epstein didn't kill himself. That's what we need to do with the name of Eric Ciaramella. You know, Epstein's important, but he's dead. But Eric Ciaramella is very much a player. And they're trying to keep him secret while they're launching all their broadsides at Trump in this bogus inquiry. We need to keep the Eric Ciaramella story going. And if you're up in Washington, if you get anywhere around a network TV camera, the name Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. That's got to be something that they have to keep cutting away from. It's gonna make the Democrats inside the committee, that would be Schiff, he'll be batting down all of the Republicans that are trying to draw a picture of Ciaramella without naming him. And outside on the street, the networks are going to have to keep swerving their cameras away from big signs saying Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. I mean, the guy worked for John Brennan. He worked for Susan Rice. It's believed he was on the airplane with Joe Biden when they're flying over to Ukraine, doing all of their dirty dealings with the money going to Hunter Biden. I mean, he is not a nobody. And the fact that they're trying to hide him tells me it's really important. On Sunday, Howie Kurtz has a show called Media Buzz, like Sunday morning. It's a so-so show. Molly Hemingway from The Federalist was on. And so was a guy named, on the panel, a guy named Felipe Reyes, who was a Hillary Clinton senior State Department advisor. He's a real pasty, weaselly, middle-aged soy boy type of guy. And Molly Hemingway, in the discussion, the segment was actually about should the whistleblower be named. Molly Hemingway said, I don't know why we're even having this discussion. His name's been all over the internet for weeks. And she said, Real Clear Politics has put his, you know, says he's Eric Ciaramella. Well, Howie Kurtz and Felipe Reyes, they looked like they had strokes, and they couldn't believe it. Felipe Reyes said that might be the first time that the name has been mentioned on Fox News. He didn't say a name. He said the name. So it's a big joke in a sense, because at the network level, they all know who Eric Ciaramella is. That's why I'm making these memes, you know, about the Voldemort or the Soviet disappearing, you know, guy next to Stalin that disappears. It's super important that we just push the name Eric Ciaramella in front of every network camera. And there's going to be cameras everywhere around Washington tomorrow. Yeah, if you want a good laugh, try to find that Media Buzz show from Sunday. It's been scrubbed from the internet just about completely. But it, you know, the media, the network cameras are going to be out in force all week, and we need to just have signs, buttons, you know, shout it, so that the media has to look like the Soviet media trying to shut down the news. Anyway, thanks for being with me. I think that's all the time I've got today, and I'll see you the next chance that I get.